Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
All righty. Good afternoon, everybody. You know what today is. It's Monday, February 11th. Grudge Inc. Mondays with Jay Barnes. Welcome to the Grudge Inc. Show. Oh, man, I got a lot of information tonight. Let me get the highlights. Let me go over the highlights right quick. These are the highlights. For y'all that don't know, we at Grudge Inc., banquet was held this weekend. It was off the chain. I'm just letting you know, it was off the chain. We'll go into that a little bit. We had a packed house. Let me tell you this. The banquet was held in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And the banquet was the tornado. The house was full. The food was good. And it did not take long before you got to watch the videos on this. It was money slanging, people standing up in chairs. Oh, y'all just don't understand. We got to get to that. We got to talk about that banquet. I think we might have had 10 lock-ins at the banquet. But let me give you the highlight. Let me keep moving. Also, we're going to talk about tonight, the pre-Mardi Gras explosion. If you hadn't heard that the explosion was an atom bomb, you're not in the grudge racing. Let's just take it there. The pre-Mardi Gras explosion was an atom bomb. It was so many people there. I'm just telling you, 300 cars and 10,000 people. I'm just going to say that and leave it alone. We'll come back to it in a few minutes. And then the 901 Bad Boys hosted at Holly Springs the Mardi Gras, the actual Mardi Gras Monday, Tuesday. So that is going on as we talk at this minute. A lot of the guys are there. So we're gonna get some live commentary from them. So those are the main three things. We also have we get a little explanation with this in a few minutes. Lady A, are you on the line tonight, Lady A? Because I got to get this Preparation H commercial lined up. Lady A, are you on the line? Let me know if you are. I got to get my Preparation H. And also, listen, this is another thing. Everybody keep calling about these puppies. Listen, the bitch is pregnant. I'm expecting to have a little of pups probably in the spring. We'll talk about that in a few minutes too. She did catch, you know, so we will have some puppies we're going to talk about. Listen, normally we don't get about 18 puppies out. That's a big leader. We may get 18 puppies, so don't stop calling. I already got about 50 orders for puppies. Just hold on. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I got to talk about Willie Dog. Willie D. Dog. We got to talk about Willie D. Dog, his driving skills. We got to talk about, you know, that's a little thing that we got to talk about. Willie D. Dog, his driving skills, he came up. You know, I don't want to talk about it yet. He kind of showed up and did a thing. But let's get to the first things first. I want y'all to know we got to talk about, let me go down. Butt Naked. Oh, y'all, I don't even know what to say about Butt Naked. Lord have mercy, Butt Naked. We're going to have a little conversation about with Butt Naked here in a little bit, too. But we got to kind of figure that out. And also, that, also now, let me tell you this. We keep talking about, we keep talking around this man. We keep missing this man. I'm going to let y'all know now. We got to have a conversation about week 9-1 Bad Boys. I'm telling you, we got 2013. We got to have a conversation with him. So, you know, I don't want nobody to go nowhere. I want Lady A, y'all know Lady A always late. But, I got to get my commercials in. You know, I got to get my preparation age commercial in. And, but I'm waiting on Lady A for that. So let's start back up. I'm going to give y'all this stuff a little bit out of time. Let's start back up here for a minute. Just bear with me now. All right. At the grudge race, at the banquet, I want to give y'all some of these winners. I'll give them to you right quick. Y'all can talk about them a little bit later once we open up all the mics. The Rising Superstar of 2012. He was nominated. He was voted on by Candyland, by Grudge Inc., by the West Coast. And the winner came out to be Marcus Jones, better known as King Beers. King Beers took home the Rising Superstar award. Grudge Track of the Year 2012. I don't know if y'all you can't hate on them. Last year they put on hosted multiple events, and they hosted, the Grudge Track of the Year hosted multiple events, always to a packed house. Grudge racing from sun up to sundown. You can't deny them. I have to give the props to them. It's Houston Motorsport out of Texas. I'd like to give them a round of applause. Houston Motorsport Park, Grudge Track of the Year. All right. I don't want nobody to get it misunderstood that the Midwest is growing in popularity. The Midwest is on the rise. So hang in here. All right. Hold on 1 second here. The next one. Oh, this is a good one. The baddest Extreme 29 in the country. The baddest 29 Extreme in the country. Y'all know who it is. Feel of the White Boys. Oh my God. Oh, y'all know y'all couldn't stop. Y'all could not stop the White Boys. Come on, now stop. No, stop telling yourself. Stop looking in the mirror, lying to yourself. Can't stop them. Can't talk about it. You're going to have to do it. I don't know if somebody missed my board. However, moving on down the line, let me give you one more. Let me give you one more. The Extreme 29s. Extreme. Y'all know what that means. The baddest in the land. From coast to coast. From border to border. On 29s. None other. Y'all all stand up by your heads. So you know who it has to be. I'm trying to prolong this thing so I can find my applause, but hold on 1 second. You know who it is. None other than the Gangsta Boo. All right. I'm gonna take a pause right there for a second. Lady A, are you on?
I am.
Oh, Lady A, let me tell you. I want you to get out. I need you to get a requisition out. I got some orders in for Preparation H. The list is a tremendous list. Everybody, I'm telling you, I'm going to send you, go to the website so you can buy stock in Preparation H. Let me tell you, I got a long list. I don't know if we got this much inventory, but let me just start at the top of the list. And the list is growing as we speak. Lady A, so would you please give me 1 second, Lady A, to get my let me get my packing list out and let you know who it is, and then let me have it. Okay, hold on. The first one says here, oh yeah, let me tell y'all this. At the banquet last night, we had 100% participation from the NGRA. We have to give them, the NGRA, all their members from coast to coast was there, 100% represented. There has never been a time when you could get 100% participation from an organization. I got to tell you that the NGRA represented. They were there in full effect, 100% participation. Both members were there and had a good time. All right. That's so tough. Oh, yeah, sir. Now, as soon as they grow, we don't know if they have 100%, but both of their members were there last night, and we had a great time. So let's move on. All right. This is my packing order to be shipped out. I got a couple of them paid for some. I got a couple of people that I'm paid for, you know, some expediently delivery, so I might have to get this out tonight. Okay. Here's my packing slip. NGRA, Tony Bynes, Postdoc Joe, Little Red Riding Hood? Oh, my God. 2 cases, long tip. Oh, okay. Hold on. All right. Wayne, Jimbo, White Trash? Oh, my God. What happened to White Trash? Oh, they get a case. They want a case. CC out of Alabama. Oh, something is wrong. CC out of Alabama got an order of Preparation H. But he wants a short tip. Now, he wants the short tip. So, Lady A, make sure CC get the short tip. All right, move on. Boom on Wheels. Oh, Boom. No, don't tell me Boom. Oh, Boom on Wheels out of Louisiana. Oh, I got to make a note here. He got a note. He do not want the tip. He don't want the short tip or the long tip. Boom want the little pads. The little pads, it's a little more soothing. Boom get the pads, Lady A. So make sure on your packing slip that he don't get the ones that insert deeply or shallow. He wants the little pads that you rub up the outside. Boom on Wheels. Oh, the Fearmont law. Oh, the Fearmont. Fearmont want to know, do we have any reduced-size tips? I don't know. We got to check with that, Lady A. See, do we have reduced-size tips? Lady A, are you messing with my board?
I am not.
I thought we had the music blinker. Hold on. Y'all know how Lady A is. Hold on. Down here at the bottom. Hold on. Where we at? Hey, don't hit my button no more. All right. I told you what you said. Fairmont, he said he don't want the normal size tip. Do we have any regular size, reduced size tip? He said, it kind of hurt him to fart. So he want a little smaller tip. All right. Mr. Ackright. Now, Mr. Ackright said he want a maxi. I don't know what that means. He just said he want a maxi. He need a maxi. Reggie Rabbit. Oh, my goodness. Bad Company. Oh, this last one. I don't even know if I can say this last one. Dunye? What happened to Dunye, y'all? Bear with me 1 second. Donnie Yates on the list. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe this. Lady, you there? I got to play for, the sponsor got to be played.
I'm here, and I have your list of for the shipment ready to go. Guys,
okay,
I want to let you know what you're ordering.
Make sure now. Yeah, we had Boone wanted the little pad. He don't want the tip. Philmont want, he said maxi. I don't know what that means, but he said a maxi. And and somebody want a maxi, and then somebody want the reduced size tip. I can't remember what. I got to look in my packet on it again. But lady, bring on the sponsor, please. It's on you.
Does the sound of a race car make you tense? Does the phrase "down on your ass I go" bring back painful memories? Well, we can't help you lost, guys, but we can help ease the pain. Preparation H is proud to be an official Grudge Inc. sponsor. Whether it's a small or big loss, we have short tip applicators and long tip applicators guaranteed to provide long-lasting relief until your next race, that is. Preparation H, easing the pain of a loss, soon to be sold at a track near you.
All right, boy. It's hard to find good sponsors these days, but I tell you, we got one in Preparation H. And for all you investors, please buy stock in Preparation H. The Grudge World is making me rich. Preparation stock is up by 400%. All right. Hold on one second here. Lady A, would you do me one favor? DJ Grant keep blowing me up. Could you get him on the line for me? He just keep calling me, so I can't concentrate with him. Keep calling my ear. All right, let's go back down the list here now. And then I'm going to go back to some of these people here now. We got some things to talk about tonight. Now, I want y'all to know, the 901 Bad Boy, King Kong, Godzilla, them boys ain't playing up there. If you don't believe it, they done knocked off two of the, they knocked off the, this evening. They knocked off CC out of Alabama. Y'all know CC said he the baddest thing since sliced bread. Been knocked off by Whip today. 901 Bad Boy also took a helping hand of Donnie from the North. Donnie, I don't know. Donnie said, send him a small tip. He want a reduced size tip. Donnie need a reduced size tip. Hold on, let me write that down. Y'all playing around. That 901 Bad Boy, King Kong Godzilla, is something serious. Let's move on down. We got to talk about Wick. As soon as Wick stop kicking on ass tonight, we're going to get him on so we can talk about this. Lady A, I'm looking for Lady A talking. I'm trying to get Wayne from White Trash. Oh, y'all know Lil Red Riding Hood did something serious to Wayne from White Trash. Oh, I don't understand it. 007 Ken Kennedy celebrated all night long. Ain't nobody up in North can stop him. I got to get Ken Kennedy on so he can tell us what he did to Lil Red Ride, what he did to White Trash and Wayne. So, Wayne, when you get on, please, you got to hit that one button so Lady A will know who you are. Oh, my goodness. Let me go down this thing here. Let me tell you something.
Well, hold on before you open that mic up. How you doing, Mr. J. Barr?
All right, so I wouldn't open no mic, but go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. J. Barr?
I'm doing well. How you, sir?
I'm pretty good. Nito, you talking to?
It's DJ Grant. I thought you were going to ask me a question, DJ Grant. How you doing? I know exactly what I'm talking to.
Now, what's going on? I'm trying to get an update of what all went on in Holly Springs today. I don't know where that. Y'all got some music going on in the background?
No, this is a real show, DJ Grant. Just sit back and relax. All right. All I can tell you at this point is Wick is kicking ass and taking names. Thanks to Wick, my shipping order have grown. Wick have taken care of CC. He's taking care of Donnie.
Oh,
man. Wick ain't nothing to play with. We're going to talk to Wick about that a little bit later here.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, they ain't going to be there with nothing. Great.
Oh, let me tell you this. Let me tell everybody this, too. This happened this weekend. I got to let Tony say something. But let me tell you what Tony did. Tony came in. They told me,
Tony came in. People trying to lock Tony in, man. I don't know what's wrong with Tony. Tony might be sick. I don't understand. But he raced a couple times and then load the car back up. I just got a call from Holly Springs. Said something bad happened. No, I mean, who was that? Somebody did something to him. They done loaded up. They loaded up before dogs sitting around and they spectating now. That ain't normal for Tony. So we got to get Tony on so we can talk about that. Lady A, if you can get Tony Vines on so we can get a race report from Tony Vines, I really appreciate it. Now, let me know when he come on, Lady A, because DJ Grant, this is one thing I got to talk about right now. And I know my lines are full, but y'all got to hear this. That Willie D. Dawg, I'm telling you, Willie D. Dawg is something serious. The man, you know, they retired the man. They retired his number. They traded him two or three times. He came off the bench yesterday, and up in damn white trash he went. That Willie D. Dawg got died.
I got to tell you, he cut the tree in half.
Wait a minute. Anytime, you know what they do. When they start looking at the contract, they start trading you. They don't trade him. He keeps coming back. They'll trade him again. They'll send him over there. They'll diss him, you know. But in the crunch yesterday, they took him off the bench, and down on white trash he went. That damn Willie D. Dawg drove. I'm telling you, that damn Willie D. Dawg did his job. So I want to give props out to Willie D. Dawg for the driver of the weekend. Rise, he piloted Little Red Riding Hood. Okay, all right. Now, Willie D. Dawg will be on a little bit. You know, we'll get in a little prop a little later. All right, now, but all those people who keep calling about the puppets, we probably won't have but about 19 puppets out of this litter. Now, let me explain to y'all that the litter is a mutt litter. It's a mutt litter. So I don't want y'all to get mad with me because I can't give you the papers. Now, that's all I can say about it, that the litter is a mutt. Hold on, let me check and see what I got. Let me look at it now. Hold on a second here. Let me look at the phone. Lady A, I want you to open up Terry's mic for me. Terry is 219-4018. Open up his mic so I can holler at him in a few minutes. But I want to get these dogs, I want to get these puppies out the way. I want to get the orders on these puppies out the way. Hold on one second, y'all. Bear with me. What I'm doing? All right, puppies. I got it in a file cabinet. Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. Y'all know that we carry a full-blooded ass-kicking paperwork. And we had one of our bitches to jump in and fuck around and got pregnant. So we got some bitch puppets, we got some bastard puppets, and we will sell them at reduced rate. In other words,
what the hell did you just say? Wait, hold on a minute. Pokey brain. What? Grudge ain't got what now?
We carry full blooded ass kicking. We got, on paper, we got bloodline of ass kicking, thoroughbred. All but no ass kicking. That's what we have. Full blooded. And a little hot bitch jumped in. A little hot bitch jumped in the pen. Damn Dunye didn't go to her ass. Something serious. It was an awful thing. But something everybody relaxed. Something good coming out of it. We're gonna get about 19 little bastard puppets out of this thing. We're gonna get about 19 little bastard puppets. But from my understanding, Dunye went up in Little Red Riding Hood, Tony Vine, Postdoc Joe, NGRA, Little Red Riding Hood, impregnated all their ass.
Goodness gracious, God, come on now, Jay.
I seen
all the hype at the banquet, because that was a, they was, man,
woo.
That banquet turned into something serious now.
Everybody keep calling me, ordering these puppets. All I want them to understand is I can't give papers on no Baptist puppets. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So don't be talking about no damn refund. You know, damn, so. Get what your damn get. Y'all start going. So I just want to know. We got that. You know, that no. So I want everybody to know about them damn puppets. Don't be mad with me because I can't give you no paper. Okay. All right. We moved on down the list a little bit further. Now, I got to tell everybody what happened. DJ Grant, you got a lot of noise in the phone.
That's not me.
Terry.
I'm part.
Somebody let the window up. Terry, that you?
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I'm getting a lot of wind noise.
That's not for me. I'm in the car with the windows up.
I'm sitting in Walmart parking lot parked. With the
it might be
late
egg. Don't say nothing. It might be late egg. Don't say shit. She get pissed off at you, damn God. Don't say nothing about her.
Hey. Hey, Little Red Riding Hood. Kanye went in up in that drive.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
I heard it was a sight to see.
Now do this
all
now.
Before all these excuses come, the bitch jumped in the cage with this damn thoroughbred. The thoroughbred didn't get out and go to her. She came over there and jumped her ass over in there.
Yeah, I heard that too. But now I'm gonna say this now. Yeah, well, I guess that's what they were trying. But I mean, I'm gonna say this. I gotta give Miss Prof a try. But
maybe
they did ask for it.
If something good gonna come out of it. We're gonna get about 19 little
bastard
puppies out of
it. Hey, I'm gonna tell you guys another thing. Kanye almost impregnated King Kong. If his motor didn't let loose at the end, he would have impregnated King Kong too. He was impregnated King Kong by a half car.
Well,
oh man, his motor let loose.
Yeah, just I think one side or a cylinder maybe. But
well, let me tell you now. Hold on.
King Kong didn't get Danye, but by maybe 6 inches.
Maybe. Hold on. Let me correct that. Now I had the doctor. I got the doctor report right here. The doctor came back and said what happened was that Danye thought he had a female, but it was a transsexual, and he pushed him over and went up in his ass. That's what the paper say, man. I'm just telling you. He said, Danye thought he had got a nice little female. He gonna do, you know, kiss on his titties and go up in her. But right there, while he was pulling his pants down, the transsexual pushed his ass down on the bed and went to his ass. Now, it do say something about his rod wasn't but 6 inches, but yet and still, he went to. It do say that. Upon examination, let me read it. Upon examination of the rectal area, there seemed to be penetration of about 6 inches. Yeah, that's about right.
I'll tell you what, though, that was probably one of the closest races I've seen in a long, long time.
You have to be careful, though. You have to be careful. You have to make sure if you got a woman, you got to have a woman. You got to make sure you got a real woman. You can't make sure. It might be a man. Be careful. All right, y'all bear with me one moment here. We got to get back to, let's go back to now. I know we jump around a little bit, but let's get back to the pre-Mardi Gras explosion. The pre-Mardi Gras explosion, I'm telling y'all, DJ Grant, you seen it. Terry, you seen it. That thing was something serious. I don't
know.
DJ Grant, you got to pay attention. You watching them. The pre-Mardi Gras explosion.
I heard that.
Was something serious.
Yeah, it was.
Huge.
Now, it was huge. At a certain time, at 6 o'clock in the morning, they had over 50 cars in there, 50 trailers in there, maybe more than that. By the end of the night, Big Paul makes so much money, I don't know what to do. Big Paul probably, I'm just estimating 300 calls, 15,000 people. That's all I'm going to say. Anybody need a loan, call Big Paul. That's all I'm going to say. The nightmare will be flying by the weekend. Believe that. All right, let's see what I got here now. Let me call out a couple more of these people. The baddest, I'm going back to, y'all bear with me now, you got to bear with me. We're going back to the banquet, which was a packed house. Let me call the baddest stock suspension 29 nitrous. The baddest stock suspension 29 nitrous. And he pretty much is. I don't know. We'll find out on March the 2nd. We'll find out if he's the baddest. But, you know, he's pretty bad now. The baddest 29 nitrous. No, the baddest 28 nitrous. I said 28, right?
The you baddest, said 29.
Hold on, let me read it one more time. Baddest stock suspension, 28 on nitrous. The baddest 28 on nitrous goes to one of the premier teams. Everybody know him by Robbie. But the name that we all really know him by, hold on a second, I'm trying to pull the phone again, is Big Ball Factor. Big Ball Factor is a bad man. Y'all know it. Everybody know it. All right. Let me give you one more. Hold on. I got some more right here for you. The baddest grudge backhand. The baddest grudge backhand. It was voted on by the East Coast, Candyland, Grudge Inc., the Midwest, and the West. None other than goes by the name Super Clark, the Mississippi Nightmare. And with all that money he made this weekend, he will be defending that title pretty quickly. Believe that. All right, let me get another one. Hold on. Who do y'all think this one is here? Now, don't say that, Terry, man. Y'all know. The most feared grudge car in 2012. The most feared grudge car in 2012. Y'all know who it is. I mean, that's a no-brainer. That was a no-brainer. The most feared grudge car in 2012 was none other than the Gangster Boo itself. All right. I got some more. All right, Pro Model of the Year. We all talked about it. Pro Model of the Year. He whooped ass on the East Coast, Midwest, the South. We all know who it is. Mr. Bang 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 himself, Edmund Hall Five Speed. All right, the next one that we have up. The baddest stock suspension on 29. The baddest stock suspension on 29 goes by the name of Angelo Graham. I don't know if y'all know Angelo Graham. Better known as Big Low. All right, I'm gonna give you another one, then we'll get back. We'll talk a little more trash. Hold on. These people have earned it. This 2012 information. The top sportsman of the year. Now, that was a close, top sportsman of the year. I'm going to go and call it out. He goes by the name of Bobby, the Wild Child, Bobby Childs, the top sportsman of the year. All right, hold on. I got one more. Then we'll get to it. We're going to break this thing up. Let me make sure. Let me see what that is right there. We might as well go and get this last one out of the way. Videographer of the year. Videographer of the year goes to the one and only out of Georgia. Goes by the name of Dolomite. right, all right. We'll get back to some of them in a few minutes. We'll get back to some of them. Let's get back to action and things that happening. Again, for y'all that don't know, the race in Holly Springs, the race in Holly Springs is still going on as we speak. Tony Bynes and Primetime have loaded up. They loaded up early tonight. They loaded up early Saturday night. I don't know what's up. I don't know why. You know, Tony Bynes, if Lady A can get Tony Bynes on, we can ask him why he loaded up so early. And I know, gentlemen, I know my board be full. And my, oh, I'm done. You got to let me get this little, hold on. Lady A, are you there? Lady A, play my.
I'm here.
Play my, give me my, I got to hear one more time. Let me have my sponsor one more time before I go into my next segment. Because I want to talk, I got to talk about butt nigga. Would you please go into my segment, let my advertiser be heard?
Of course. Does the sound of a race car make you tense? Does the phrase, down on your ass I go, bring back painful memories? Well, guys, we can't help you lost, but we can help ease the pain. Preparation H is proud to be an official Grudge, Inc. sponsor. Whether it was a small or big loss, we have short tip applicators and long tip applicators guaranteed to provide long-lasting relief until your next race, that is. Preparation H, easing the pain of a loss, soon to be sold at a track near you.
All right, all right. You ain't nothing like having good sponsors. Ain't nothing like having good sponsors. Now, we got to tell you, I got to tell y'all what happened to Butt Naked. Y'all know that Butt Naked locked in for the pre-Mardi Gras explosion, locked in CC, DJ Grant, everybody he can find. The man, he went lock in crazy. And let me tell you what he said happened. Friday night, for y'all that was on, he went to bed early so that he can get up and leave at 2 o'clock in the morning to make sure that he's at the race on time with everybody else. Well, when we got to the track, the day on time went on. Finally, but we finally got a hope to beat Butt Naked. He told us it was some sad news what happened. It was, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. He said while his car was, while his trailer and truck was sitting in the yard, this belligerent deer ran into his vehicle and wrecked. The damn deer went crazy. Ran into his vehicle, messed his truck up. I don't know what the insurance company's gonna say. The man, the truck, trailer, several of the people that live down the street from him said it came by and seen the trailer still sitting there.
Don't so, do that, man. Come on.
Hey,
Jay. Hey, that's no excuse. No excuse.
Man, the deer, man, y'all got to understand, man, the deer was belligerent. He ran out the woods, didn't know what was going on. Into the tore Butt Naked truck sitting right in the damn yard. Man, y'all got to be careful about these damn deals. These deals getting out of control, man. They need to open up deal season or something. I don't know. But he don't know what to do about that. So Butt Naked going to come on and explain that to y'all now. Now, this is another thing. We had never heard that before. I know y'all have never heard that a deer run out the woods and just run into your vehicle and tow it out in your yard. But I'm just saying, y'all know Butt Naked don't lie. So I'm just letting you know that's what happened.
Hey, boss, you bullshit, boy. I had to come in and say that.
Oh, there you go. That damn Butt Naked. Butt Naked.
Did
you care to explain to us how? Butt Naked. Hold on, I got to cut the music off on this. I want everybody got to hear this. Yay! Hold on, let me cut the music down, Butt Naked. Butt Naked, what? Just give me your version of what you think made the deer come out the woods and run into your damn car like that.
First of all, I did not tell you that. Where you heard that shit from, man?
But, nigga, you didn't tell me that the deer ran into your truck.
I didn't say no deer came in my yard, ran to no truck in my trailer. When the hell did you get this shit from, man?
But,
I know
you
got
you didn't
from.
Tell me.
I know exactly.
But, nigga, did you tell me a deer hit your truck? Yes or no?
I didn't say my truck. I said, all I went down the road, we ran into a deer. I did not tell you. But I know where that came from, them neighbors.
No, but, nigga, you told me the damn deer hit your truck. And some of the people that live on the bayou said the deer had to come through the woods and into your yard because your trailer never moved. So they figured the damn deer mother went crazy, ran down, hit your damn truck, told you out.
Boy, you ought to quit your shit, J-Bo. You ought to quit. Boy, you ought to quit.
That's some shit that ain't nobody seen or heard, but y'all know but liquor don't lie.
I didn't say that.
Did he break his neck? He hurt his foot, break a finger nail, what happened? He took out your truck, right? He did take out your truck. He took out your truck. I can't catch him in seat. Did he take out the truck, yes or no?
He ain't take out my truck. My truck was still in the yard.
Well, yeah, we know. Okay. So what you saying?
I used somebody else's truck.
The damn deal went crazy. Trying to get your truck and hit somebody else's truck.
Hell no, nah, J-Boy. You need to quit your shit. We used somebody else's truck.
Can you send us a picture, please?
So can you send us somebody's a picture? Truck. Did the deal take out somebody's truck?
Yeah.
The deal didn't take out somebody's
truck.
Hello, y'all got background noise. Y'all got background noise.
It's not me.
All right,
that's DJ. That DJ, little baby.
All right, let me ask you this.
I ain't got no kids, but that ain't me. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
So the truck did get towed out, and a deer did hit it. Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah, it did get towed out, but a deer did hit it. Where the hell you getting your information from, Your Honor?
I'm just trying to tell you now. Okay, so now. Was the deer trying to commit suicide, or was he trying to murder you? What was the deer trying to do?
I don't know what the hell he was trying to do.
Well, I don't know. I got to open up your lawyer. I got you a lawyer. Type man, you here?
Yeah, Jay.
All right, type man, you done heard the charges. The man said, let me tell you the way the defense gave it to me. The man's truck and trailer was sitting there. He went to bed early at 10 o'clock. He had to get up at 2 o'clock.
Hey, boy,
the
same day, boy. I was on the short kid.
He
came out the house. You're getting a 10 o'clock tail, man. Come on, homie.
He came out the house.
J-Bob, let me back you up. Now, it ain't been 6 months ago that Butt Nigga had brand new tires put on his truck. And I'm trying to figure out why would he jump in somebody else's truck and let that damn deer hit somebody else's truck.
I think
I guess you weren't listening when we went to test the tune 1 week, and our transmission went out. My buddy came pick me up. Transmission went out of the truck.
So you're saying that the damn deer didn't have good information. The deer told out a truck, and your transmission was already gone?
No. Y'all try to make me look crazy.
Where did the deer get the information? Because the deer getting bad information. If the deer was trying to take you out and your transmission was already broke, he didn't have to do nothing.
I went in my truck, J-Bone.
Somebody on speaker. Hello. Whoever on speaker got to take it off speaker because we're getting reverb.
It ain't me.
That's the deer, man.
All right. But, nigga.
Yeah.
Yes or no, did the deer die, yes or no?
I told you no. You trying to ask me the same question, but a different way you had, like the lawyer.
I'm just asking another question. Did you ask it, what color was the deer?
Hey, what color all deer is? Brown.
It was a brown deer. Did he have any particular marks on him that we might know so when we find his ass, everybody know how? Listen, there's a deer out there. I'm telling everybody, there's a deer out there that don't like
that's
people to go to the drug races.
That's something I had. Somebody had shoot him like a heart. And he had polka dot spots on him with a yellow rainbow on his back.
Now we're getting somewhere. Now keep going.
Hey, that's what he's looking for. I'm going to give it to him because he don't want the truth. He wants favorite there.
I got a question for you, Butt Nigga.
Yes, sir, type man.
So what is going to happen with all them goddamn phantom ass racers you locked up?
I ain't locked in but two, DJ and Cece. I gave Cece my number today. Me and him talk through BET. And he's going to get with me later on. I told him I.
I want to postpone this hearing. Just put this hearing on hold because I got the boss on. I got to let the boss give us a report of how many ass whoopings he got or how many he gave this weekend. Boss Byron, how you doing?
What's up, boss?
All right, Boss Byron, it's up to you now. You know we need a fair report. We need a fair report, Boss Byron. So let us have it. What went down this weekend?
Okay, a fair report. Okay, here we go. I was locked in Little Red Riding Hood with Three Lugs. He paid the fuck out. So Little Red Riding Hood was locked in with Little Tony. He paid the punk out. Moneymaker was locked in with White Cracker. White Cracker paid the punk out. And 7-Up was locked in with Bad Boys from Bad Company, or Bad Boys from Detroit, and 7-Up paid the punk out. That was all that happened in, with the punk out yesterday. I mean, Barrett and Lena. And Sunday at the banquet, we locked in some races today. Before we locked in the race, we ran the fastest little Mustang they had down there with Little Red Riding Hood Saturday. I think it was Jimbo. And we beat him with y'all driving the car. And then Saturday night at the banquet, you know, I won Grudge Race of the Year. Jamie won Grudge Race of the Year Georgia. And
Well, let's say that right. You don't spoil my surprise. But let's go back. Let's talk about that for 1 second. All right, everybody. Let me say it right. The grudge racer of the year, 2012, none other than Tony Vines of the Primetime Camp. And also, hold on, we got the Young Gun, the Georgia Grudge Racer of the Year. Trigger Man. All right, that's Tony Vines, because you spoil my surprise. But now that you done put the cat out, that's all right, that's fine. But keep on with your report.
So we locked in a race with Lil Red Riding Hood and Donye from up north today in Holly Springs. And we were supposed to run off the trailer. We was gambling on he couldn't make the trip, but he damn sure made the trip, and he fucked us up. So we lost that race today, and you know, I had to get up some more race, so I turned around and I bid with Witt on. Witt ran TC. I think he was down in Alabama, and Witt beat him. And I got Witt to run Donye, and Witt beat Donye, so all in all, it was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend. Now, Tony, all right, you told me you paid. That sounds like a good weekend, but now I'm going back through your record here. You paid it. 7-Up paid. You picked up 1-2 punk outs.
3 punk outs.
You picked up 3 punk outs, and you paid out 1-7-Up to somebody.
Right.
Now I got these people coming on it now.
Reason Bad Company where I paid off punk outs. Look, we didn't really have time. I didn't have time to race. You know, we had to beat Jimbo. You know, I didn't really care. You know, I didn't have time because the lines were so long, you know, and traffic was backed up. And by the time we wouldn't even got out there, you know, too late for us to go up there. So that's all I wanted to pay the punk out. I didn't worry about getting back, getting later on.
So you 2-2. You picked up 2 punk outs and you paid out 2 punk. No, you picked up 3 and paid out and you got a win down there.
I picked up 3 punk outs, got 1 win, and paid 1 punk out of 5 races.
No, you told me you paid Bad Company. And you paid Bad Company. Was
that
for 7-Up?
That was for 7-Up, yeah.
Okay. And he said the Bad Company, he'll be on a little bit. He said he tried to lock you in for again.
Oh yeah,
I'm locking
in.
That's the whole thing.
I mean,
let me ask this, Tony. Right. You loaded up early last night, Tony. Saturday night. You loaded up, and that's not normal for you, Tony. You loaded up early last Saturday night, and I got a call tonight that said, but just by dog, you loaded up again, Tony. That ain't normal, Tony. Why are you loading up your vehicle?
We didn't load up early Saturday night. We leave Lena till 11:30. That ain't early.
No. I ain't said leave, Tony. On the trailer. No more racing, Tony. You stopped racing in Lena around by, shit, I mean, after that one race, when you ran, you loaded up right after that.
Well, you know, when we ran Jumbo, it was probably around about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and the track was going away then, you know. So I was, you know, when, I mean, we tried to run everybody all during that day. Gunpeak got a video. I made sure he made a video. I went down the line, asked about 15, 16 calls for a race with Lil Red Rider. All of them said no. I mean, all these great, even Grudge calls now. And then Running Pitch got that video. I'm glad when he put it up. But 8:30, by the time 8:30 came, we didn't have nobody else to run. And I tried to get everybody to lock in for Holly Springs. I mean, we tried to run every small block. Even matter of fact, I put it on the internet today. You probably didn't look at GrudgeRacer.com, but anybody look on GrudgeRacer.com, I put it on the internet that Lil Red Rider Hood would run any small block 28 at Hot Springs today, car or truck. I ain't getting damn reply.
You ain't trying to say CC bag down there.
It's on the internet. Huh? Small block.
You ain't trying to say CC bag down for Lil Red Rider
Hood. No. Big, CC got a big block. I said any 28 small block, car or truck.
Okay.
CC got a big block.
Okay. I didn't know. You know I don't know, Tony. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. It was on GrudgeRacer.com. It was on there. Right. And it had been up there since 8 o'clock this morning. Ain't had nobody to accept the challenge. Matter of fact, I went there. I was down there all day today at, you know, at Holly Springs and still didn't get anybody to run Lil Red Riding Hood, small block, 28.
So let me ask you, is Lil Red Riding Hood is going to take up the legacy of Sam Up?
No, well, you know, like I'm saying, I could. That's the only thing, if we can't find a race in Lil Red Rider, how can we get a race in 7-Up or Moneymaker? I mean, we tried to get a race in Moneymaker with everybody down there. They couldn't get a race in Moneymaker.
Now, that was another race I was waiting on. Moneymaker against King Kong. Godzilla. King Kong, what happened to that race?
We had a race because time ran out. You know, by the time Rick wanted to run the boys out of time from Detroit first, you know. And by the time they ran, they had another race with Pike. Now, he said, we'll do it later on. So I ain't no problem with that. Just ran out of time, just like Saturday, ran out of time.
Tony, we got one here. I got one more thing I want to ask you about, Tony. You know, you being not only the player that you are, but also the coach that you are, you know, Willie D. Dawg, sometimes you'll send him down into the minor league, and sometimes you'll pull him back up to the major leagues. This weekend, you pulled him up to the major leagues and let him. What was in your decision? What made you make that decision to let Willie Dawg drive the Lil Red Riding Hood?
Well, first, everybody understand, when I first bought the truck out, Dawg was the original first driver, first start person drive. Dawg was the number one driver. Now, when Dawg can't make it, you know, just like Dawg would have drove today, but, you know, he went on back home. You know, Dawg don't go out trying like we, you know, we travel. We tell Dawg to come home, but he don't even want to go. So, therefore, Jamie steps in the number two slot as the driver. Now, if Jamie got something else to do or got some other calls, then I'll drive. But Dawg is the primary driver. Jamie is the backup, and I'm the third-string quarterback for it.
If
Dawg got the track, he's the number one driver. But, you know, Dawg don't travel much as we do, because, you know, we go every weekend. You know, Dawg don't like to travel like that. So if Dawg don't go out of town, if Dawg ain't there, you know, Jamie will get in there. Just like Jamie drove today. But, you know, if Jamie wasn't there today, then I would have been the driver. The truck got three good, competent drivers. So they ain't got no problem. Lil Red Rider ain't got no problem with driving.
Well, hold on, Dawg.
Tony, one question.
Go ahead.
Tony, Byron, this Butt Naked. How you doing, man?
What's up, Bob?
Hey, I heard you about 28, small block, stop suspension. You said you ain't about it like that?
Low small block, stop suspension.
Look at here, I got some guy around the corner that said a deer ran through my trailer, ran through my truck. They've been hating on me a long goddamn time. They've been building a couple. Yeah. If I sponsor you to come down here and give you some gas.
But nigga, you ain't trying to put a hit on nobody. We ain't trying to put a hit on nobody.
I'm officially putting a hit on their head. Will you take care of my lightweight for me? They got a small block.
Oh, yeah, lock them in. They got a small block. You know, yeah, I got a problem.
Yeah,
they got
a small block.
You got copper. It's copper to copper, right?
Yeah, copper.
Oh, yeah, lock them in. I'm going to be in Valdosta. I'm going to be in Valdosta this weekend.
I don't think they'll be quite ready this weekend. I think around the 1st of March or somewhere long enough. They'll be ready.
It's coming a week ahead of time. That's all you got to do. We can run 7-Up on the Red Rider.
I don't know who all you going to have with you, but I'm going to pay your gas fare. Yeah, I'm putting your nitrous fail in your radio field and your diesel field. Get that ass up.
I just want to say to him, but Nick, he run that on himself. He put himself out there on front page like that. So he can't get mad at nobody but himself. If you can't make it, you tell people that you can't make it. He made himself look like a fool.
How the hell I make myself look like a fool when I had an accident? Tell me that.
No, man. You be locked in debt. You don't want to pay nobody. You owe park out money to people. You know what I'm saying?
You
can't do that, man. You can't
do that. First of all, what punk cat I did not never pay?
You owe Mr. Grant his money. You got to pay Mr. Grant.
This is I see Mr. Grant every day. He just got back this morning. First of all, I'm talking about yourself.
You know you were going to get roasted when you got on this phone line to how you made yourself look
easy. Will you let me know who we talking to so I know who to address?
Don't worry about who you talking to. You just made yourself look like a fool. I'm not going to put myself out here like that because I don't own a car. I just say you made yourself look like a fool this weekend.
Butt naked, let him roll. He ain't talking about nothing butt naked. But nigga, he ain't talking about nothing but nigga. I'm going to let him roll. I guess if he go down the road and have an accident, he put himself out there like that. But nigga, this Cadillac Joe. Okay, Cadillac, I got you. I'm letting him roll. Man, he ain't talking about nothing, man. You came on and did what you had to do, man. You stand-up guy, man. Let that go, man. Don't waste your time. He ain't got no car. Okay. All right, Cadillac Joe. I got you. Appreciate it. All right. Go ahead, J-Bone. We're down with your Nick Garland.
Yeah, y'all know that was some strange stuff, man. Hell, I don't want to see that. If y'all see a polka dot deer with something yellow on him and the damn run from that mother. That mother will come in your yard and wreck your truck. I just, y'all better be careful. All right, we're going on down the line. 251-3867. 251-3867. Hold on. Don't go to talking yet. Your mic is open. There you go. 251-3867. Your mic is open. Go ahead. I don't know why. Lady got these folks on the hitting these buttons, and they ain't talking. That's Lady A's fault, y'all. Tight man, you see her there?
Huh?
I said, tight man, you see her there? move down a little bit further.
And I thought we had a rule, J Bone, when you know who they know, we mute them anyway. They don't want to talk.
Yeah, they don't want to talk. Yeah, we ain't got no time. Nobody don't want to talk. All right, the kid. I know the kid got something to say. Let me get the mic. Kid, your mic is open. Come on, talk to me.
Oh, kid, sleep. You ain't.
Kid enjoying himself, man.
I'm going to meet him back. He's done.
That's a good sleep, kid. All right, mailman.
Hey,
let's mail. Somebody call you, Butt Nigga.
You.
Hey, I just want to know, Butt Nigga, did you slap that deer?
Hell no. I wish I could.
Hey, Butt Nigga, was one of them midget deers. Which one was it, Butt Nigga?
I don't know what the hell it was. I'm about half
Hey, my nigga, dream about that deer that came out to reality, butt nigga.
Yeah, I dream about deers every day. I make my mouth them damn deers every day in the shop.
I'm around here now.
I don't win nobody no bad luck, but I need a couple slides on the road today.
Well, let me tell y'all this right here, too. If y'all go on GrudgeInc.us, I'm going to post a picture of that deal. So y'all going to be careful now. I don't want y'all to meet that damn deal in no bad alley. Mailman, how you doing? Mailman, you there? Lady A, I don't know. Lady A, can you go down to that and find out who really want to talk?
Go to that Nick caller, Jay. You got another from Alabama right there.
I want to talk. I got something to say. Who that want to talk? That was DJ Grant. I want to say how we had a, I don't know who got that bad background noise, not me. Anyway, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that we had a, wanted to tell everybody we had, had a real good time. If anybody didn't come, they missed them a real treat this weekend.
Oh,
I mean,
nice.
Real nice, real good time.
Well, let me move. I got plenty of people. They got the damn hand up. I got about 30 people with the hand up, but all of them sleep. Some of them go back and see a damn kid still asleep. I got to check on his ass. I'm gonna send kids to this one of them damn we are sleep with them things on his damn face. All right, let's get back to 334-2234. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please. Hold on. Okay. Now it's open. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. How you doing today?
I hit one by mistake, man. I'm sorry, man. Y'all carry on.
All right. You good? You out of Alabama? You out of Alabama?
Yeah, I'm out of Alabama. Yes, I am.
Listen, there's a deer going around running in people's yards and wrecking their vehicle. Be careful.
Yes, sir. All
right. Be careful.
All right.
We're moving on now. Greg.
All right, Greg,
okay,
your
Greg.
Mic. Jay, let me help you. Greg, your mic is open.
Lady, can you call
Bill? Y'all leave Butt Nigga alone, but I want to ask you a question, Butt Nigga. And I got a man on three-way one know too. He said, who truck was you in?
I was in a friend truck. Did that really matter to him?
That's what I told you I'm going to tell him. And I just want to say, too, man, I had a good time down in Lena too. And back Tony. And Dolomite kept putting it on the track that the track was too cold. He didn't really want to race. And back to Tony. Tony said he couldn't get a race with the Nightmare. And I offered him the back tie with the Nightmare, and he didn't take it. So don't tell no lie like you couldn't get a race with the Nightmare now.
Hold on. What Greg is this? Is this Greg Ford?
This goddamn hood rat, the original one.
Hood rat. Oh, man. Hood rat.
Yeah.
Quiet. Hood rat. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
All right. You know, I'm glad you're on. Tony Bynes is on. You mean you asked Tony Bynes, the boss, the racer of the year?
Yes,
the
I
race,
did.
And he did not race?
He did not race. He said a couple words and walked off. So I meant that. I thought he probably scared.
Oh, hold on. Now you do know that Tony Bynes, generally now, he make a practical whooping your ass. I mean, I was trying to get
him another opportunity to do his fed. And guess what Cowboy said? Cowboy said take the whistle bars off. He'll run his heads up. And I told him, I said, I made that mistake one time. So y'all got to go with my race now. Y'all got the back tie, and let's get it on. And they kept walking off, didn't want to race.
But now
on the phone, he can't get. He was down there sad and couldn't get a race. He said,
"You ain't trying to say that both by line, are you?"
He just did. And I'm on the phone talking loud, I ain't, so let you know I ain't lying. And Dolomite cowed ass, he had me down all damn day like he wanted to race. When he got there at damn 10 o'clock, he said the track was too cold. Then at damn 8 o'clock, he said the track was too cold. So it tell me right there, he didn't want to fucking race. And then he tried to come up with all that money. Then when me and I said, who went with me? Me and Corey come up with the money and went to him. And then he put it on the racetrack that the damn racetrack was too cold. Then he go over there and give him something to eat. He wanted us to get a man to cook him the damn money to go race, but he didn't want to race. What kind of shit that, J-Bone?
See, you had,
J-Bone, they called me a class racer now, but I'd have come out of class race to be a class slash grudge racer for tonight.
You had, evidently, something to warm your side of the track or something. Now, not saying it's damn near 70 degrees, but I'm just saying.
But that's what I said too, Jay. If his car won't go down, my car didn't. Did my car go down the track? Yeah, no, Jay Bond. Did you see my car?
Down through there it went.
If the motherfucker, you can't get your car to go down the racetrack, put the box to work, put the laptop to work, and make it go down the racetrack. Now, he say he had a tuner with it. So, like I told him, said, I'm going to fuck you up, and I'm going to fuck your tuner up along with you. What's his name, the Fulton Bar?
Yeah. Dolomite calling me. Hold on. Dolomite
get that cow
me.
Motherfucker on the phone.
And Greg Pruitt.
Yes, sir.
Now, one time you had me was all right. You had me by the goddamn truck.
But nigga, I intend to ask you if you all right, but let me say what I got to say, I was going to ask you what you all right, but somebody stayed around by you said your trailer hadn't been moved, so I just said I'm just going to leave that alone.
They say, who trucked you? Man, I don't care what Marvin Corrigate say. They don't know nothing about me. Tell them to start right there and ask questions.
Okay.
Maybe I can't find
Dolomite. Dolomite's smart. He know he wasn't gonna bring a goddamn man in the car. Hey, y'all watch the video come out with him.
I can't find Dolomite. He say he on it, but it's not showing up on mine.
That's just the way he was Saturday night. He couldn't show up Saturday night, so I raised the damn phone ain't gonna show up tonight.
Dolomite. Just call me and cousin and shit. Good. Gone about that man.
I'll get him just a moment.
Jay Barnes.
Huh?
What's going on?
All right. Is it Big Greg?
No, this is Biz.
Biz, okay. What's up, Biz?
What's going on? What's going on, Doc?
I can't play with my wife.
Uh-oh.
It was the 901 Bad Boys show at the track. They just put on a show.
They were there about that.
Yes, they did. They lined up against.
Hey, but nigga.
Yeah.
I got a dude just text me. He said he ready. They got to run you now, man. Since you trying to get them a race, so they said they got to run you, and this is a local car. From around somewhere about where you stay.
Let me listen to Biz, man. Hey, I'm tired of listening to the $15 guy. Go ahead, Biz.
Okay.
$15 guy.
Okay, well, the first up was a 901 Bad Boys in CC. I went down to the 8th of Mile because I like to see the race from the 8th of Mile. CC, they both left together, I believe. But I really couldn't tell because I'm at the eighth. But CC went in the air, and I'm sure he had to pedal it. And when they went through the traps, Kenny Red and King Kong was in front, and it was probably about a half a car in between the two cars. So it was like he beat him, he gapped him, but it was like a half a car between the two cars, and but he pedaled it. So the second race, big money race, was the King Kong event against Donye. Donye had won the lane choice. Donye, they said Donye tree Kenny Red, and when they went through the trap, Donye motor let go about, I would say, about 450, 500 feet, his motor let go. And when they went through the trap, I was standing at the flags. I thought Donye won, but the wind light was over to King Kong. So the race was so close, if you bet on the gap, you'd have lost your money because Donye was in the paint. It was just too close to call. But Kenny Red, but 901 Bad Boy was 2-0 from there. Then, I guess about 15 minutes ago, the Predator Mustang ran against Gadget. Gadget got a Nova.
Hey, Jay Barnes, I'm Camaro. On now.
The Predator Camaro. The Predator
okay.
Camaro, the fourth generation Camaro. Him and Gadget locked in last night at the banquet, and they got it on about 15 minutes ago. It looked like Gadget was in the lead for the first 100 feet or 75 feet, but he backfired. A big fire came out of his carburetor, and 901 Bad Boys took that win. So CC went back up to make another shakedown. And it looked like he carried the wheels about 700 feet. he pedaled it again and went on down through there. He's trying to lock back in with Witt. But since I had no more money in my pocket, and I donated all my money to the 901 Bad Boy, I'm on my way home back to Chicago.
You made bids. You bid everything that you had yesterday, Donye versus Sam Up.
Oh, yeah. I did, and I forgot. You know what? Prime time really is not a significance anymore. They're really not prime time. They prime rear.
Let me let everybody know. When Hood Rat came on, I got Dolomite came. Dolomite was Tony Bryan hung up the phone, or either he dropped. I can't say. So, Hoorat, you hold on 1 second, but now, Biz, go ahead. What were you saying?
I forgot that Donye put seven cars on 007 and the primetime crew. Yeah, Tony Wilson with Jerry Curl was playing. You know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this now. Two years ago, primetime was significant in the Grudge game. But the competition has came to their level now and really done bypass them. So I would say we got to about 2:30, prime time, all three of prime time cars was on the trailer at 6 o'clock. Spectate.
Was it?
Betting with the 901 Bad Boy. Now, I'm going to say this. I never seen a better cocksucker than Cowboy. That boy with them gold teeth in his mouth can sure suck a cock.
You talking about tight man? What tight man? Tight man, they talking about gay shit.
I'm talking about Cowboy. I'm not talking about Tony. Cowboy can sure boy suck a cock. I thought he was from Memphis. Because you know Memphis, the guys in Memphis do wear gold teeth. But,
yeah.
You know, I thought Cowboy was from Memphis for a minute. He took off the prime time, you know how they got the Georgia Boys T-shirt? He took that off and put on the 901 Bad Boys T-shirt. Wick had to slap him in the mouth to get out of his trailer. He was sucking cock so much. I just can't understand it. But I will say, and I'm going to report it fairly, that it was a 9-0 Bad Boy show. They put
I told her, I said, they got trouble going to Witt House. Now, I said that. I said that yesterday. I said, y'all got trouble if y'all going to Witt House. Y'all going to his house. Y'all got trouble going to his house.
Well, hold on now. Dolomite said he can't take it no damn more. What, Rat, you still on?
But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you like this. It was a 901 Bad Boy show. Primetime was just invited. They put the red. Oh, and was that Moneymaker? Is that the name of the Camaro J? Moneymaker?
Yeah, Moneymaker.
He made 7 shakedown passes. And you know, have you ever seen the movie Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence?
Yeah.
What was that crazy guy name that used to play with, that could play baseball, real good?
Can't Get Right.
His name was Can't Get Right. You used to put a stick on top of Moneymaker. Can't Get Right. Seven shakedowns, it couldn't get right. So they put it
now,
back on
Tony,
the trailer.
Tony just said that he couldn't get a race. He couldn't get a race. That's why he was on the trailer early.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he was trying to race cars with 28 inch tires. Now, to say this, it really wasn't a lot of cars to choose from out there today because that was a spur of the moment race, so to speak. It wasn't a lot of competition out there. But they did say after Donnay gave them it, they ordered Preparation H with the long tip. After Donnay did that, they did say anybody on 28th, they erase them. So CeCe said, I got 28th. Then they said, oh, except you.
Tony just left in that. Look, Hood Rat just accused the man of a bald-faced lying.
Let me ask you a question. You ever seen a man that say he wanted to lock up with everybody but put money in nobody's hand? How in the hell are you going to lock up with somebody flapping your fucking gums?
Hood Rat, you there?
Hood Rat is the biggest chump in the game I ever seen. And to come on national radio and act like he wanted to race me, many times I stuck money out for his ass to lock up. See, money talks. That bullshit coming out of his mouth smells like shit to me.
Lady, would you make sure?
What the hell is he? He jumped his funky mouth ass off the phone now.
Lady, can you check his mic?
Hey,
really, so it looks like it's on.
That's a new dollar.
I don't know who that is.
I can't believe he came on here saying that shit. Listen, Don had money in the head for me to lock up him and ask him several times if he want to race. I gave Jamie and Cowboy money to lock his ass in, wouldn't lock in. Every time I come to him, we going to race. Yeah, I'm going to race you right now. Give me 15 minutes. Every time it was something out of his mouth he was saying, but he wouldn't put up a dime in nobody's hand to lock up nothing. I said, man, let's lock up. He calls me on the phone a week before the race, and I say, come on, man, let's just lock up now and put some money up. Well, if you're going to be there and I'm going to be there, we're going to race. That dude don't want to race, man. He the biggest.
You heard him come on and say that he begged.
I tell you what, Jay, get him on the phone. I'm going to lock his ass in now. Right now. We got Louisiana race coming up on tonight. I want his funky mouth ass to lock in now.
That's damn Dolomite. That's damn Dolomite. Y'all are pissed Dolomite off. Lady, can you get Hood Rat? Come back on. Y'all are fucked up now. The damn videographer of the year is going to go down on Hood Rat's ass.
Yeah, dope.
And Jay, we want money in hand. Money on wood make the fucking betting good. Not that shit coming out of his mouth because it stink, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that, man.
Y'all better be careful. Y'all done pissed Doormat off now. This shit is getting good. Lady A trying to get him.
I'm going to sit right here.
And did Mailman ever come on? Y'all heard Lady A said she's going to help me, but now notice she ain't said shit since then.
What would you like me to say, Jay Barnes?
How you doing, Lady?
I'm well. How are you?
Jay Grant starting that shit.
Let's move on. So caller 205-1114, your mic is open. Caller 205-1114, your mic is open.
Hey.
Sleepy, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Jay Barnes?
Sleepy, man, where you was this weekend, man? We were looking for you.
Jay Barnes, I'm going to tell you something, man. You need your own television show, man. You know you can keep
your kid. Hold on, Sleepy, don't tell me this shit happened. Sleepy, don't tell me that you was in the house, getting ready to go, walked out in the yard, a damn deer ran into you and beat the hell out of your car. Don't tell me that.
Jay Barnes, that damn deer had my driveway blocked. I couldn't get my car to driveway. Him and his whole family was in my yard.
Oh,
I couldn't get out of the yard.
Hey, Jay, you're going crazy.
Hey,
man.
Jay Barnes.
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
They got me real hostage right now, Jay. I can't get
that
out of the
house. That was a moose. That was a moose.
Ooh, man.
Man, listen,
boy, you're wrong with that shit, boy. You're wrong with that shit.
I'm gonna call the wildlife preserve folks to tell these damn deer you're not raised around here.
Hey, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that deer no more. Big Wheel got him. I'm taking him back to Chicago, butt naked. Don't worry about it.
Hold on, y'all. I gotta get this man on. Y'all hold on a second, y'all. Who is that?
This is
Hood Rat.
Butt Nugget, I'm going to get you a transmission for that truck. You got a four-wheel drive or a two-wheel drive. I'm going to stop this bullshit in 2013.
I already got it tight, man. I got it from G&M. I didn't have time to put it in.
Damn the transmission. You better send a Hunter out there.
You damn all right. Hey, Jay, I got my bear suit. Do you have your bear suit? We're going to go find that motherfucker here.
Them deals. Hey, man, keep y'all. Now, I want to ask y'all something. Now, y'all been around. Y'all travel the world. Have y'all ever known for damn videographers to start talking like this? That's what I'm talking about.
The videographer only has one word to say. Impressive! He's a damn out of
shit. The damn videographer done went slap off, man.
That's BET. Careful, that shit's fucking.
I don't know where BET is tonight, but listen, y'all hold on. Kimo, what's going on, Kimo? Everything good with you?
What up, man? A dude, two races going about putting an oil, trying to see if he can find a motor for that raggedy ass Honda.
So what you saying, Kimo? You want to lock him in with the goddamn bicycle?
I will do that. I do got a bar running with.
Damn. Well, I tell you what, it's getting hard. I mean, 2013 is getting some serious around here. But let me tell you, hold on. At the banquet, I seen this man was talking a lot of shit, and I want to know what happened. I know King Scooby, you on?
What's going on, J-Bond, Kimo, DJ Grant?
King Scooby, the last thing you told me, you were going down on Wick's ass. Do you remember saying that?
Yeah, I did. And that we went down on his ass. Just didn't stay down.
Listen, somebody, they called me. Let me tell you what happened. King Scooby at the bank was talking, so he talking about how bad he going to do the Wick. I got a call today. And they said, hey, look, Jay, you're a nurse, right? I said, yeah. They said, what that shit that you put up on the folks' nose to wake them up? Ammonia. He said, yeah. He hollered, hey, y'all waiting for my ammonia up on the King Scooby nose. The King Scooby got knocked the fuck out, man.
Hey, did he put his order in?
Hey, but look here. But that damn deal didn't stop us from getting in the ring, though.
No, y'all didn't make it. That deal didn't get y'all. But now, let me tell you this, King Scooby, let me tell you this now. Let me tell you, my packing slip, I don't know how long you've been on. We done had long tip to run out. We done had the short tip to run out. We had a max, and we didn't have but one case of maxes. Somebody ordered the maxes. And we had a reduced size. Somebody got that. And Boom was the only person, but we got four cases. He ordered two cases of the little pad, you know, just kind of rub around the outside. Now, do you want us to go ahead and get that order to you overnight?
Well, I can wait till you stop your shipment up, because I might be able to save mine. My stomach ain't just full up yet, so.
But we got, I want everybody to know, now, we don't have a lot of orders tonight, but we do have the little pad, you know, you have to wash your hand. Please wash your hand after. If you got a little pad, you can rub right now outside. Now, if ain't nobody looking, you can stick your finger up in there just to make sure you get it. But now, I'm just saying.
Butt neck.
Yes.
I have my phone on mute. What's up?
Yeah, I got it.
Say what now?
I say you all right.
Yeah, I'm all right, man. Appreciate it. I'm all right.
Yeah,
nigga, I was telling that meeting, and Jay Brown was telling us to a guy. He was like, man, but nigga, shit ain't moving 3 months. Or, oh, shit. He said, man, cut it out, but nigga, they ain't been pissing. He said, trailer, fucking trailer ain't moving in 3 months. I didn't even know this motherfucker. I like to tell him, man, stop your motherfucking line.
Hey, Jay, did you take that special order?
This was a special request here. I seen it come in over the computer. It said, could you order some deer horns that go on the front, the back, and the top of the dually? Gotta get
something
in.
Hey,
but Nick. Yeah. Wait. Lady, hey, would you let Larry? Larry, your mic is open. Would you please stop blowing your horn or whatever that you're doing, Larry? Uh-huh. What the hell, Larry doing? He's in there. Larry, your mic is open. We hear you trying to find that girl.
What did you say, AJ Boss?
Yes, sir.
I was at first, I don't know if you called me at first, but I was scared to answer my phone because some guys on the radio show out here say that, hold on one second, some guy that's out here listening to the radio show said that you got killer deers running around in Alabama.
In Alabama, man, you better be careful. We call the state trooper.
Wow,
and they say Warren got butt naked. What did they do to butt naked?
Man, butt naked was in the house, man. Butt naked was in the house resting, man, trying to get ready to come to Lena, man. Butt naked got his grip, man, came out the damn door. The deer come out the wood, into his truck, and went, hold the motherfucking truck up, man, right there.
Well, only thing I can tell you about out here, Jay Bonds, has been the 911 bad boy show.
Larry, let me ask you one question. Tony Bynes said that he could not get no races, and he did not go on the trailer early. You there? What did you see?
I seen him run Donye, and he got whooped, and after he got whooped by Donye, then he took Moneymaker a couple of times out there, made a couple of passes, and then after that, he got on the trailer. He left early. Yeah, they left early.
I don't understand, man. Ain't you the prime time to leave early? They usually know.
But you know, that's the same thing. That's the same thing that happened when we was down at Lena. He said that he couldn't get a run, but there was people down there that was willing to engage. Now, I don't know why he said they didn't want to run, but for whatever reason it was, you know, I didn't question him about it, but it was people down there that wanted to engage. Sure.
I don't know. Tony told us out of his mouth. Hood Rat called him a bald-faced liar. Hood Rat, but then Dolomite came on and called Hood Rat the bald-faced liar, so I don't know.
All right, Jay, let me ask you a question, Jay.
Uh-huh.
Dolomite said he wanted to run. Now, you got a $100,000 car. I got a $100,000 car. If a man come to you and say you want to run for $300, do he want to run or not?
No.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Little
Ray,
you
know what I'm saying?
Line, man. Do you want to lock up tonight? Just fuck everything in the pan. Throw the pan.
Who is
this? Do you want to lock up as a man with Dolomite to run my car? The answer is yes or no. Otherwise, you just bumping your fucking gun, bro.
Who is this?
The Dolomite.
Dolomite. Now, goddamn, let's get this shit in the air, man. You come to me when I say you say you want to raise
well,
the phone, your dad, right or wrong?
I don't give a right now because what you say is a pack of lies.
You don't
want to
talk because your child ass know you ain't motherfucking
want
to race.
Do you want to lock up right now while everybody
knows? No, I don't even want to talk to you no more about racing, Dolomite.
Do you want to lock up?
Dolomite, listen to me.
No.
I waste the whole goddamn day saying the food with you, man.
Everybody can see that.
Okay, yeah, you right. We bullshit. We bullshit, me and you, because you're no race man.
$300,000
lock up,
I ain't got nothing else to say.
Well, you won't never talk to me again, because I told you I don't play that lock up shit. I had one problem with that. So you would never talk to get me to talk to you again then. Bye.
Yeah, you don't
want to
race. Go ahead, Jay. He don't want to race. I'm going to race somebody who
want to race. Shut up, race nobody.
Well,
I'm
Dolan.
Jay Bond, this ain't 9.
270 got their hand up. I don't know. Wanna
who is it? Who is it?
I don't know. I just got a text. The last four digits 9270.
I'm going to get me a damn. Y'all, I'm going to file the ad just to show us here. Hold on.
You better not file that ad.
706-9270. Hold on. Before I open the bike, somebody got some wind blowing in the background. Somebody got some wind blowing.
That's kid sleeping.
And then DJ Grant.
Yes.
9270 just hung up. They hung up or either dropped, but it just in 9270. They ain't on
the
that all. For y'all that don't know, the people who got all of the preparation ace that's coming. Lady A, are you on the phone?
I am.
Lady A, would you please play the sponsor's commercial, please?
Of course. Does the sound of a race car make you tense? Does the phrase, down on your ass I go, bring back painful memories? Well, guys, we can't help you lost, but we can help ease the pain. Preparation H is proud to be an official Grudge Inc. sponsor. Whether it was a small or big loss, we have short tip applicators and long tip applicators guaranteed to provide long-lasting relief until your next race, that is. Preparation H, easing the pain of a loss, soon to be sold at a track near you.
All right. Now, those orders are going out to the NGRA, all the members, the two of them, Tony Bynes and Pro Stock Joe, Wayne, Jimbo, White Trash, CC. I didn't never think CC would get a damn order, Preparation H. CC out of Alabama. Y'all give CC, change CC from the long tip to the damn pad. Because that, I don't think, thank
boy.
You. CC, Boom on Wheel, oh hell. The Fairmont, Mr. Actwright, Reggie Rabbit, Bad Company, and Dunye. All your order will be there by morning. I got it. So let's move on down, the line here. DJ Grant, did you get a chance to see Willie D. Dawg show out yesterday?
Yeah, I did. That's all I could do because I couldn't get no action.
Oh, now see now, DJ Grant, we all night long we ain't seen shit about you in racing, but you brought the shit up. And you brought it up. Now we got to talk about it. Okay, DJ Grant, you and your damn.
I ain't bringing nothing up. I'm just saying.
I
had no choice but to watch.
Let me ask one question first. Let me ask one damn question first. Hold on. Let me open Kimo's mic back up. Call Kimo won't hear this shit. All right. Now, hold on. Don't say nothing about a deal, but go ahead. What happened to you, Grant?
I said somebody again.
DJ Grant?
Yes. Don't say nothing about a deer.
Yeah, you don't tell him a deer ran down the track and you damn, you know, decided. To... What happened, Grant?
Just can't get no action, that's all.
Couldn't get no action, okay. All right, well, that's all right. Let's leave it like that. Don't nobody ask.
Huh?
Y'all, please don't ask DJ Grant no questions, please.
Huh?
Let's go down here. Let me see who I got here. DJ Grant. We got Larry. Let's go back to the 6. I don't know about this one. 630-1551. 630-1551. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
What's going on, Mr. J. Bond? This is Big Daddy. I'm just leaving out of Holly Springs. And, boy, it was some good action down here. It was a lot of preparation H handed out down here.
Man, I know, man. I'm out my warehouse. I had just stocked my warehouse up, man. I got a truck bag in the head now. We're trying to load it. But now let me ask you something. Tell me the highlights. What did you see? What happened tonight?
Hey,
J-Bond. J-Bond.
Come on, let's go in here.
I hate to interrupt you, but I got the number one ass kicker on the phone today. The number one ass kicker.
Dang.
Who is it?
Dang.
Is that Wick?
Dang. Yeah,
it's
goddamn Wick, goddamn.
Goddamn Wick, boy. Listen, that man shot that goddamn Wick. Man, you
I just saved them boys about 5,000 too. My crew sale was cold. They wanted to do it again. They studied wheeling and playing with that motherfucker in the air. They can't whoop me like that. I just saved them boys 5,000 more. I just saved them 5,000. My crew sale was a little too cold. We wanted to get out there and tear the car up. Traction got cold. Track still good. Traction got cold. So I said, I'm going to go over with my crew set.
That's
head
right.
Head crew chief bubble stand say it's cold. We left it, we're leaving it at that. They made 3 more hits after that. They started wheeling it, knocking it out. They can't whoop me like that. They got one of the baddest chest demands in the world with them.
Before we get down, now, Wick, we already talked about that you're a bad man. That you done created a damn, I believe that you call a cobra hole. You invite people up there and you cook their ass and send them up there now. But now,
yeah, make them follow me here. I make them follow me here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You entice them up. Come
that's
on,
what
up there,
that's what I'm gonna do to Tony Thorn. That's what I'm gonna do to Tony Thorn on April the 6th. We leave Atomic Dog Race. I'm gonna let him follow me here and get his ass for it.
Well, let me ask this now. Somebody came on earlier. I'm gonna tell you who it is. Boss Bryan said that you decided that you didn't want to race tonight, so he let you alone. Is that true or false?
Well, we both came up there with that, but not one just me. We decided that we weren't going to race because I had another grudge race when I was going to run CC them again after I got done with Dunye. But I had to run Gadget. So I had to run Gadget after I ran Dunye. So we said we would leave that alone now. Both
but
of us
let me ask you something. Hold on. Since you said that about Gadget, let me be quiet. Now, I don't want nobody to hear this. I don't want nobody to hear this. Is Gadget sweet or what? Is he sweet or what?
Yeah, he's sweet. Yes, he's seen him sweet too. Only person one sweet is Dunye. Only person one sweet is Dunye. He's sweet too.
But who?
Dunye put up.
Gadget was sweet.
Strong.
Who else was sweet? Who else was sweet?
Yeah, Gadget was sweet. CeCe knew sweet too.
CeCe, no, not CeCe, man. What CeCe told me, man. CeCe told me out of his own mind, man, that he gonna make goddamn chop meat, chop liver out of you, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know they say anything. What's Scooby at? He said he was gonna be around here. I ain't see him all his money.
Hold on. Let me get to it. King Scooby him, but King Scooby him with me, but he in the bathroom. I got my wife just gave him a tampon trying to stick up his ass and saw some of that damn. King Scooby.
I
want to
say hey to everybody on the show too.
They got wit.
Yeah, I want to say hey, everybody on the show.
Wit, I ain't going to tell no lie. I told them they were going to have trouble coming to your house today.
Yeah, man. I race the track, man. I don't race the car, man. I race the track.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know King Scooby came on, and, you know, he acknowledged that his ass got blue eye, But now, Wick, I believe you made a prediction earlier in the year about the damn the girls' race of the year. Is there anybody out there that you're scared of right now?
No. Just like, with Boss Bryan, Boss Bryan Maker didn't look good at all, man. They didn't want that trouble. Money Maker didn't look good at all, man. Yeah, they didn't want that trouble. Like I told them. Me and Primetime finna merge together. I think we supposed to get on the. I think we supposed to be getting the contract rolled up and stuff. We supposed to merge together and shut the grudge world down. So I supposed to talk to him tomorrow. We supposed to have a meeting tomorrow. So I don't know. I'm gonna give him a chance to get home and get settled. But
So what you say?
Yeah,
who's
ain't nobody
don't
get up out here.
Are you
we
joining the Primetime?
We joining together.
Now, if you don't clear it up now, they're going to clear it up. So now it's up to you to clear
When I race, he bet with me. We always bet. We don't even have to ask each other. We already in the pot. He either come hand me some money or I come hand him some money after the race. We don't have to talk.
That
unless we're racing each other.
Yeah. So are you
is the race between you and Moneymaker. Is that going to be on or what?
Well, you know, I got the new car coming out, so, you know, it depends on, you know, they better catch King Kong while, you know, they better get me now. Because this is going to be, you know, they ain't seen the real side of me yet.
Well, as the date, let me ask this question. Right here now today, you got King Kong Godzilla, he got Moneymaker. Are you scared of Moneymaker? Yes or no?
No, no. No.
Would you lock in against Moneymaker today?
Hold on real quick, Jay. Hold on, Jay.
I don't know. I get worried when I hear people talking about they damn holding hands and kissing and shit, don't want to race them over. I get worried. Type man, what you think about that kind of shit? I don't know about that kind of shit. That, no matter what, all of a sudden, everybody want to go to hold their hand. Let me look at
it. Hold on. So I kind of missed a little bit of that because I was. Now, did Whit just say he holds
hands
back. On the bar? Wait.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I heard that, DJ.
Wick said he's scared of them. Wick said he's scared of them prime time. And he's joining. He became cool to join him.
I heard that. No, it ain't like that. It ain't like that now. You got to keep it 100.
That's why we
will run each other. But when we at the track, we're going to go down on these grudge racers' ass together. Listen to
y'all
me.
Y'all going down.
Ain't
on
nothing
the,
wrong.
But you know, you was, basically, we look at you as being the runner-up for grudge racer of the year. So how in the world grudge racer of the year, runner-up, and grudge racer of the year?
Call it what you want to call it. Only thing I can tell you, DJ, get in the lane, man.
I'm getting in the goddamn lane. You ain't got to worry about that.
Listen. I'm taking over the show.
Ahead.
It's
go
my
ahead.
Show.
Go ahead.
Jay,
go
give
ahead.
You the
go
show.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Get in the stay in the turning lane. Stay in the turning lane.
I ain't saying no goddamn
turning
lane.
Call me when you want to get in the fast lane. Call me, and I will book you anytime. And that's anybody. That go for anybody. If you in the turning lane, you want to get in the fast lane. My number. Let me give you my number.
I don't need it.
1-800-ASS-WHOOPING.
Okay.
Call me.
I will.
Whatever you want, get
I'm
in the fast lane.
Listen, sir. I will be using that number very soon.
Well, yeah. Okay. DJ, I want to talk
very
to somebody
soon.
Else. Get somebody else on the phone that I think will use that number. But when you use it, book it, and I'll show you what we'll do to you.
Good. That's what I want you to do. That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask something. So, are you gonna run? But you already told me you're going to run. If you ain't scared to lock in with Moneymaker on any given day.
No, I will run the Moneymaker. I will run the Moneymaker.
And based on what you think you know, you'll whoop the Moneymaker.
Yes. Moneymaker ain't got a chance with the King Kong.
Hey, all right, what you going to be doing the weekend, Whit?
I'm going to be at All-Star.
Where you going to be?
Spending CC Gadget and Dunyang money. I got 10 grand to spend. It didn't cost. I got 10 grand over there to spend. Me and the whole crew, we all going to the All Star, and we'll catch y'all. Catch us at a track near you. Catch us at a track near you.
Okay.
But that's where we'll be.
I was checking the hotline. See if the hotline was gonna be free that week.
And I'm going to put the phone down, Jay. I'm going to make sure they're loading up everything right because we're going to try to wrap it up. And,
okay.
I'm going to stay on the line. I want to stay on.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations on
congratulations on
the ass.
Congratulations on you.
But let me ask you something quick before you go.
Thank you, sir.
Quick.
Uh-huh.
Get you some, put you some heat on that knee from all that ass. Put you a little heat on that knee.
Okay. I need it too, Jay.
Yeah. I don't want it to swell up on you.
Okay. I'll be back on in a minute, Jay. I'm gonna mute my line.
Okay. All right. Y'all, you know, listen. Let me tell you. These are the people who need. There are some people. Don Mack. Y'all, I don't know if y'all know Don Mack. He went to kicking Boom in the ass and fucked around and broke one of his toes or some shit. Now he got a bag on his foot. Man, Boom, fucked Don Mack up by letting him kick him in the ass. Also. Lil Eric, won. Old Blue Monte Carlo, I think that is. He won. Mr. Five Seed won. Team Assassins won. King Kong won. Man, it was some people that, you know, we need to come out with some kind of damn knee pad for the folks. Now, let me tell y'all this.
Calling him, please.
Let me tell y'all one more thing. Big Clark did an excellent job for y'all that don't know. He for the banquet, he organized it well. We had some good food. We had a packed house. We had fun. So shouts out to Big Clark. I want y'all to know this too. Pro Stock Joe, I'm telling y'all. Now listen, I want everybody to hear this. This is important. Pro Stock Joe, I'm telling you, man, is a stand-up guy. When he got there at Lena, the man with the work, the man worked the lanes, he pushed people. Pro Stock Joe was a madman trying to get them cars down the track. I want to give a special thanks to Pro Stock Joe for the work effort that he did, man. I mean, it really means a lot when somebody show up and show out like that. They see where they need help, and he just jumped in. I mean, he went to work. That's all I can tell you. The man did an excellent job. Also, he hosted the awards banquet, did an excellent job with that. So I want to give him, you know, all his props for that. And also, so I just want to make sure that y'all know that those two guys did a hell of a job this weekend. And, you know, and do this one thing. Let me tell y'all, there was some talk about cluster fucking and all this kind of stuff. Let me tell you this, as a people, let me tell you what we got to stop doing. When you see one of us succeed and things are good, clap your hands for a change. Clap your hands for a change. Everything was good. Listen, I hope and pray that every good event is a cluster fuck like that one. It was so many people, man, you can't walk. Can't complain about success. Don't train yourself to complain about success.
Let me tell you,
we need to grow a little bit better, you know. The man was expecting 1,500 and he got 15,000. So bear with him. You know what I'm saying? Bear with him. Hold on one second. DJ Grant, bump you going for a minute.
I can talk.
Yeah, you can talk.
Okay, yeah. I was gonna comment on that because it ain't no race that's ever been packed that people can say that they had some real good, excellent organization. I mean, we all were there. We all had a real good time. And I mean, whenever you have that many people at any damn track, it's you gotta expect that. But you know, I think for you know them not really, like you said, not expecting to have that many people, they did a hell of a job doing what they did.
Yeah, it was excellent, man. And them guys did a good job.
Yes.
And next year is gonna be bigger and better.
I also want to send a shout out to Red Hot, who was in the building, who hopefully got rained out. But guess who had a front row seat at the track. I didn't get a chance to see him, but Red Hot was there, the one who wanted the show to be sabotaged. He was in the house too.
Well, now, let me add something. One more thing, y'all. Now, y'all got to do something. Let me get to my damn computer, man. I want y'all to know that the governor of California came out, man. I got chance to meet Tao. Man, y'all got to meet Tao. Tao and Chad, man, they came from California. Them guys came to race. Let me say their name. Tao, I don't know Tao, and Chad, California. Hello. Listen, man, them guys came. If y'all want to see some diehard racers, some diehard, man, Chad and them, Tao showed up, I can't even explain to y'all, man. It took 3 days. They drove from the West Coast. That's what you call support, you know. I mean, them guys, you got to give them 100% participation. And Tao show y'all, for y'all that don't know, they come on the East Coast, I think about 10 o'clock on Saturday night. So you got to talk to him. and Tail showed up, man, with tank top, short pants, and flip flops. Talking about he wanted everybody to see his tan line, man. Y'all had. I'm telling you, man, but my props go out to him. You know, I mean, the man, they did a wonderful job. They came to the race. You know, they went on back. They didn't get a chance to hang around much. And even with the tornado, man, the banquet was packed, man. We couldn't have took – if the weather would have been good, we wouldn't have been able to get everybody in. I mean, it was just packed. I don't know, Lady, if you got Teo, if you got his number, try to get him on before it's too late. And I'd like to get Big Clark and Pro Sock Joe, if I can get them on before it gets too late. We ain't got but a few minutes before the board closed down. But
Teo already on the phone. He already there. Y'all just got to open him up.
Who is Teo?
Teo, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Teo, man, listen, man. Hold on. Shit, boy. Y'all don't know how to do this shit. Let me do it. Ladies and gentlemen, would y'all please stand up and raise your hand, both hands high in the air. I'd like to introduce you to the one and only, the governor of California, the man of the hour, Teo.
What's happening, everybody?
All right, that's how you do it. That's how you bring on a damn, that's how you bring in a champion. Teo, talk to me, baby. How's everything?
Everything's going good. I just got home this morning. So that hurricane started chasing us in Dallas. They started pushing everybody off to the road into one of them little rest areas. And we were in there for about 45 minutes, and then that tornado, I guess it shifted and went another way. So I walked to the truck, and the guy said, "You guys have to go ahead and try and get out as quick as you can." I was gone. I didn't even wait for bullshit, nothing. I waited to buy. I buried that pedal and I was gone. I've never been around a tornado, so we get earthquakes out here. We don't do that tornado shit. And that stuff was pretty scary, man.
Yeah, it was, I tell you. Teo, how you enjoyed the weekend, man?
I gotta tell you, and I said this on my show and Butt Naked was working the board for me, like I told him, for my first event, this thing was off the hook. I told everybody out here when I got home that couldn't make it, didn't make it, what they missed out. They ain't never going to see, go to a race, do anything like that that happened this weekend. It was completely, all the racing I've done, Jay, I'll tell you right now, man. Besides the fun I had meeting everybody out there, man, I saw some cars take some laps. You know, and it was, I had a great time. I had a great time. I told Boom I'm going to try and catch him next month in Louisiana. And Chad and I are talking about bringing the cars up north, my car and his, in June. So we're definitely going to be doing some traveling, but it was worth it. I don't regret the drive. I don't regret nothing, man. I had a blast.
It was good to see you, KO. It's stunner.
Hey, what's up, baby? You know what? I was listening to the show. I'm telling you, man, you know why you ain't going to get no – you can't take those passes the way you take them on them warm-ups. You kill yourself, man. No one's going to play with you. You got to put a throttle stop or something and just take a half pass or something. You're scaring the shit out of everybody. And they're just like, nope.
Hey, Tail.
Yeah.
Tail, you did get the news – that damn deer attacked Butt Nigger's truck, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I just want you to know that we're going to take up, we're going to take up everybody got to send a dime in so that we can get, the damn deer's gone wild. Tail, let me ask this, Tail. Did you see all the damn pine trees and cornfields? What'd you think?
Like I said, man, it's a whole different world up down there, man. There was no sand, there was no intense heat, there was no waves, there wasn't nothing, man. I tell you, man, the funniest part of the thing, when I got there and I saw Willie Dog, Now, you guys seen that movie Friday After Next?
Yeah.
And the character that plays Damon? Willie Fong made me a little nervous. He comes up and he says, "Man, are you gay?" And he had that Damon look in his eye, man. And he started to step on my gay. Easy, dude. Easy.
What did he ask you? What did he ask you?
He asked me if I was gay. I thought he might want some action or something. I'm like, his gay don't swing that way. We got from the right side of the face. Slow your roll, baby. I don't know what you got going on out here, but I was with it. Because I'm out west, man. You better slow down.
I really enjoyed meeting you, man. And for y'all that don't know Tail yet, I mean, you got to see him to appreciate him. You just can't. You know, his voice throw you off. You got to see him to appreciate him. So that's all I'm gonna say. Tail, hold on for 1 second. You know, I want you to talk a little bit more. But we got the man of the hour coming up, and we got the man of the hour, and this time, hold on, let me get to my name. For y'all that don't know, the back half, 2012 of the year, Big Frog. Hold on. Okay, now. Big Frog. Big Frog.
What's
going on,
yeah. Hey, man, what's going on, J-Bar? What's happening?
All right. Big Claw.
Yes, sir.
No, I showed up, man.
Hold on. I didn't hear you say what now?
That, Claw, I done told everybody on here how much money you made. I know you told me to keep it a secret, but I told them, Claw, 300 cars, 15,000 people at $20 a head. Damn, you ain't rolling. And the night now, we'll be flying by the weekend.
Very soon, J-Boss. Very soon.
Paul, tell me this.
Man,
how was it possible for you to pull off such an amazing event? Go on, tell me, Paul.
Man, I'm going to tell you something, Jay. Man, I would like to thank everybody, you know, on behalf of me and Gadget. Man, listen, we got some stand-up people in Grudge Inc. We got some stand-up people as far as Grudge Racing, period. And everybody wanted to come out, and, man, when everything was clicking on all 8 cylinders, everybody came together, man, and we put together one hell of a show. I can say, man, we actually stopped taking money around 11 o'clock. The line was still long. We didn't have a place to put all these people. I mean, I'm telling you, man, it was one after another. And I can't say enough as far as appreciation to everybody. Man, I like to thank all the governors, man, you know what I'm saying, for the work that they did. Tayo all the way out of California. You got Biz out of Chicago, Big Drag. Man, everybody traveled a long way to come here and support everybody. And, man, hey, we appreciate it to the fullest. I can't wait to get to their stage, man, and show the love back. You know, I got a special thing goes out to my man Big Larry. You know, Larry stood up and volunteered to do security all night. We didn't have no incident. So, hey, man, that's what it's all about. Everybody was safe, had a good time, and we all on our way back home.
Well, I'll tell you, Big Clark, I had a blast out there, dude. I felt like royalty, man. You, Gadget, you guys, man, treated me like I was the top dog out there, and I just want to say thank you for your hospitality. And for my first show, I want to say it was badass. I had a blast out there, dude. I can't wait to get to the next one. But now it's going to be hard because now the next guy's going to have to outdo your show, or else I got to talk shit.
Man, I'm going to tell you, you know, Teo, it was a pleasure meeting you, man, face to face. You know, I can tell you when I first saw you, man, you know, Tail had the hat kicked back. He had the double hair raised, and he come down here. Man, I'm telling you, he come down here. You can tell he was a Southern California boy. So he come down here to have fun, man. You know, me and Jay said, man, that's Tail over there. You know, Tail, I was looking to see you when I first saw you. I was looking for you to have on a 3-piece suit, man, and a Derby hat, brother. You know,
You know, but when I saw you, man, you was all laid back and came to enjoy yourself, man. I appreciate you and Chad for that, man.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, man. We too bad we wanted to get that car on the track again, man, but he broke it on that wheel set. He broke that rack and pinion pretty good, so.
Yeah.
We was kind of done after that, but it's all right, man. We'll be back out. I know Chad was having a good time out there, too, so. We're going to definitely make some. I got the schedule from Gadget, and we already started circling dates, so we're going to be back after it again.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to tell you right now, you know, me and Gadget on the way from Holly Springs right now, you know, the race is still going on for us. You know, we missed it before it had to stop. You know, I tell you, Gadget got the need for speed so bad. We just got offside the road from a state trooper right now because, you know, Gaddy still got a need for speed right now. I done told him it's about over with, you know, it's about over with today, Monday, so we're going to cool it down. But, man, you know, I know you want to get on and you want to thank everybody for coming out because, you know, the love that y'all guys showed us, man, I mean, we just can't say enough about it.
Hey, Clark, how you doing tonight?
Man, I'm telling you this, butt naked.
Can I get home? A deer ran in my house, took my chandelier. That's the light they put out on me, Clark. I'm just living it with. Hey, butt nigga, they told up, man. You got to send me a picture or something, man. Your neck don't neighbor, sir. Said, man, when he woke up and came to the track, your truck was still parked in your front yard, butt nigga.
My truck's still in the yard now, Clark. You know I turned these transmission in my truck. I use somebody else's truck. Them daddy trucks I've been telling you about.
Man, he told me that you was almost in the track and the deer ran into you.
Yeah, we was going down to my track vehicle. What it is, I used one of my partner trucks. They run by and see my red truck. See, that lets you know I'm communicating with them. They see my truck in the yard. They think I ain't went nowhere.
Hey, but nigga, you ain't got to explain that, man. You know, I'm just jacking with you, you know. Hey, things happen, so, you know, it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
You know, they did say you can send that park out money on down the street, though.
Oh, shit, they're going to get it. Man, them big time dudes, man. What happened?
Well, Jay, that's why I was called into the show. We already know that you just sent out your special order, Preparation 8. W8 need one, CC need one, and Gadget need one. So,
man,
you know,
I heard
just
that,
it
I
on.
Said, oh, that's man, tight. Listen, let me tell you what Wick said. Wick came on and told me, man, but he didn't say it like nobody could hear it. He just said that damn Gadget was sweet as shit.
Hey, Jay, now you know me. I got to call like I said. We won the race, but I promise you, we would beat from the word go. You know, he had a blessing from the good man of above. So,
that's a lie.
You know,
am I on tight?
Yeah, you on. Yeah, you on.
I bet you won't bet on the tree. I bet you won't bet on the tree. Or the 60 foot.
Hold on. Hey, Whit, that makes it even worse then because if your man moved first, Gadget was still in front of him.
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Hey, Whit, listen.
I ain't in front. We moved first, man.
The
man watched. He said he watched
Gadget
when he pulled off. He's like looking at him.
Hey, man, listen. Let me tell you something. How can he see Gadget? Hey, Will, listen to me again.
Yeah.
How can he, if he in front, how can he see Gadget when he moved? That don't make sense.
He said his car moved, man.
Bet
on the street.
Okay, but, hey, listen to me. I got one thing to tell everybody that's listening tonight, Whit. Y'all have showed everybody tonight why they call y'all the 901 bad boy. Y'all showed your ass. That's all we can say. Props out to you, and that's the way it go, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
I
That's the way it goes.
Appreciate it,
doing your thing. You looking real good, man.
You better, motherfucking bow down, because we was gonna draw on that nightmare as soon as you motherfucking got on pressure, motherfucker.
Hey, tight. Don't motherfucking tempt me. Now, I'm trying to be cool, but don't tempt me.
Do you see when I look at the clock? Hold on. Might have to go looking deep in the try to find somebody else. Your best man couldn't win.
Man, listen.
Hey, you might have to go swing the mirror top this time.
Hey, listen.
Man,
Whit. As you got enough people got swinging on your nuts.
What'd you say, Clark?
I said, you got enough people swinging on your nuts.
No. Swinging on this. I ain't got enough. Nope. Hey, I picked CC up from the airport, brought him in, and now he got to ride back with his buddy now. They should have picked him up.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Why you didn't get that man a race back, Whit?
My crew said the track, it got cold, man. They don't want to take no chance.
But did you see their last two hit? No, they was making one when we just left, so no, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they can't whoop me pelling that thing, man. You ain't gonna whoop me backpelling, man, getting it out and getting off the gas and all that, man.
Yeah.
You whoop me like that.
Hey, I can't say this.
They got a nice car.
Hey, to all the drug world, man, when they get that thing figured out, everybody else sit their ass down.
Well, I tell you what, when I bring this new one out, they can get their ass down.
Oh, shit.
Okay, then. Okay, well, it's going to definitely take something I ain't seen yet.
You said that today.
Clark, I have to go with you, Clark.
Hey,
you said that CC was unbeatable, Clark. Had me all fucked up thinking the man was unbeatable.
Hey, Jay, the man took it to the 300-foot mark in the alley.
Hey, Jay, let me get that $500. Danielle took that mountain, man. I need to get that
$500.
No, he didn't. I got a PayPal account. Bangmuttassswhooping.com.
We a bad man, Clark. But you had me thinking that CC was damn unbeatable, man.
Hey Jay, listen. CC thought he was still on that damn airplane that he flew to Memphis on. You know what I'm saying? Because when that thing left, he towed him to the 300-foot mark in front of where they are. So now we need to be thankful that he left his wings on that Mustang, man.
Man, we ain't never seen it.
Did you hear the medical report that the doctor sent me on that?
Nah, come on, talk to me. Let me know what's happening.
All right, I got the medical report. Why you ain't tell that they had the baddest chassis man in the world with them? California, throw him in.
Hey, man.
Ask him what those 60-foot was, ask him what mine is.
Nah, we ain't going to get into the number with, but one thing I can say, King Kong been around for a while, man, and you still doing your thing with it. Hey, you can't take that from you, man. You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
But listen, do me one favor.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Stay your ass out of the way of that nightmare, yeah?
Okay. Well, I ain't no problem with that. Now, I respect that, but find some more motherfuckers, man. Find me some more motherfuckers, man, to get up there. I'm kidding right now, man.
Hey, I think we need to go back and get a new boat, man. Who is the most feared grudge racer? I mean, we need to go back and change it. We need to go back and re-boat, man.
Yeah, I need
that belt. Who you think the most feared is, Jay?
Tell Tweet, man. I'm coming for him.
Hold on, Jay. Hey, Wick, do you really want them troubles? Could I make that happen this weekend somewhere?
No, when the new car get ready, I'm going to dial your number.
Oh, okay, okay, with the new car, okay.
Yeah. I don't want no excuses. He beat me, you know. I don't want to say I needed this and I needed that. I want to have what I need.
Okay, there you go. There you go, Will.
Yeah. Yeah. I will take the hit from the nightmare with the new car, too.
Oh, shit. You take the hit. That's how you got to get it. You have to take it.
Yeah, I take the hit from the nightmare with the new car. I'm on 29,
hey,
no Willie ball.
Hey, tight man, sit your ass down instead of how to instigate over there.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, man,
I called a coin toss, man, and I motherfucking said who was going to win the race, man. Hey, fuck that, man.
Hey, Ty. What's up?
You talking to Mike Hill, man. I need to tell Mike Hill got that good news yet.
Not as I know of.
I swear to God, Mike, that man put that fucking tune up in that car 2 years ago, man. We ain't changed it yet.
Well, guess what? If it ain't broke, ain't no need of fixing it, is it?
What?
If it ain't broke, ain't no need to fuck with it, is it?
That's a bad man, man. That man put that, that's a baby tuner. We ain't even started on the new shit, man.
Uh-uh, Clark.
Man, when that man come back from overseas, man, that man say he gonna give me some shit, man. Man.
Don't blow your ass on like,
Man, it's gonna be ugly, man. Man, we got them Illinois boys that had tore out so bad, man. I gave Larry a lot of food. I said, man, I'm going to take care of you, Larry, man. Them boys ain't going to buy you nothing, Larry. I'm gonna take care of you. They ain't going to buy you nothing.
Man, hey, Wick.
Hey, Wick, clip up, man.
I heard this breaking news say, you officially the new owner of Holly Springs. That bitch ain't running racing there unless they get approval from you.
Got to call me, man. They just gave me the key to Holly Springs, man. They gave me the key to Holly Springs, the whole town. They gave me the key to the whole town.
That's right.
You get a ticket to Holly Springs, call me, man.
All right.
That goddamn, we're bad at it.
Hey, man.
We
hit on that man with one system. That man got a big cheap motor. Got him.
Hold on, man. Don't start that shit, man.
Oh, man.
We hit on that man. One system, man. Conventional head motor, man. One system.
Hey, Whit. You already know that. Hey, listen. Listen, Whit. Y'all was from the word go, man. Y'all was dead from the word go, man.
Hey,
we got Jazzy, and we got CC, and we throw around Don Yeti. I said, well, since he from way so far out, let him pull off, and we'll go around him and get him a little hospitality.
hey, Wick. Come on. So what Clark
saying
is Gadget coming back at that goddamn
Predator? Yeah, he told me he was.
Hey, you know I hit the lottery tonight, I hit the Mega Millions.
Hey, that Predator just what it is, man. That Predator. Look up what Predator means. Everybody, when you get off the goalie line, go in the dictionary and look up what the Predator means. And you will see what's up with the Predator. They keep looking over the Predator. They gonna get what they looking for. I'm gonna tell you what the Predator like. The Predator like 7-Up. If you can think through what your girl is listening, just think about what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What the Predator like what?
And you ain't smart, Clark. You ain't smart. I already see that man. I don't want to tell the secret, but if anybody knows what I'm talking about, know what I'm talking about.
Man, listen, we try to make you stay where you is, man.
Hey, so wait, you snatched Clark Parkins off too, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he didn't either.
Oh, shit, yeah. I want some money there.
No,
yes,
no
sir.
Way. Ty, he got me on TC.
Hey, Clark, what I told you, man. Hey, Wick, ask Willie Dog what I told him. I say, man, they got this guy, CeCe, like he unbeatable. He going to go out there and get smoked up.
Well, hey, tight man. I remember when that other car was having trouble with everybody. You know, them boys they call the white boy.
Yeah.
I remember they was having trouble with everybody with their car. And they've been pretty mad ever since,
ain't they? Well, they ain't having no trouble. They ain't having no trouble, Tyler, man. Take it back. They ain't having no trouble.
Well,
they got the coolest chassis man in the world with them.
I understand.
They ain't having no trouble. They ain't having no trouble.
I understand,
okay.
But Clark, I didn't want to do that. I want to let you and Wick know now, there's another goddamn bear out there. He ain't ready
well,
yet,
though. Hey, Tyke, we waiting to see it, man.
Oh, in due time. In due
time. So are you saying you coming after the 901 bad boys too, Tyke?
I said Clark and motherfucking Wick.
Magic. What'd you say, Tyke?
I say it's another shark out there in that water. It ain't quite ready yet, so I'm keeping my mouth closed. But that, you know, I go out to the 901 bad boys and goddamn, and Clark, you better not say nothing crazy with the motherfucking nightmare. I'm like, Wick, we'll take a hit.
Crazy.
Yeah. We going to stop these big time calls, man, for doing all that bluffing and shit. Hold on, let's see what Willie Dog wants.
Hey, J.
Yeah,
Bar.
Man, you on, man. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, Wick said he walk like you. Nah, he done damn kicked so much ass today.
No.
Hey, dog.
J. Barnes still on, though. I got to talk to J. Barnes first.
Oh,
I'm here.
Well, you know, the reason I was on the show, but, you know, you sent me out in the field, man, and I got some more research. They said they got a shortage of gloves. You know, you gotta have them little old gloves the surgeons put on for the ones that don't want the tips on the preparation H where you stick your finger up there. You gotta put on a glove first. But then we got a damn big order for them gloves to handle them goddamn bastard ass bitch puppies y'all gonna have so you won't get shit all over your hand.
Hey, hold up.
And Tyke Man, the IRS people looking for Tyke Man, because he's bullshitting out there telling lies, talking about ordering some deer horns for a truck. He fucked up because you don't need no deer horns for a truck if it ain't moving. But what you got to do is, Jay Bourne, we got to get a special order of that deer repellent to spray around your house.
No, you little house shop motherfucker.
Hey, but Jay Barnes wasn't lying tonight. Now, I heard a lot of shit. Jay Barnes didn't lie. We had about five or six motherfuckers come up and say, man, we got motherfuckers going by goddamn it, Buck Naked House. His truck ain't moved. But you got a good excuse. You said your truck wasn't fixed. You was in somebody else's truck. But just to show you how you was lying, if you was in somebody else's truck, you would have said that the first time you told that lie.
I did tell him that. But, hey, it's to each his own. We know where that come from. It's all fun and good. Let them tell what they want to tell.
One more thing now. I want to give Jay Barnes props. I'm going to give Jay Barnes props. I don't care what they say about that sorry motherfucker. But I'm going to give him props. Now, he is the objective reporter. Fuck that shit Pro Stock Joe be talking. Jay Barnes, the only motherfucker, gave me any credit for going out there fucking them young, for that fucking up that young boy, fucking with a veteran. All right, y'all go ahead on them listening now. I just got through goddamn jumping up and down and some stuff, and I got some more coming over another hour. I got to take another pee on my head right now.
Some damn bigger pillow spray around the house. God damn.
Hey, Jay, y'all must have cut me off. I had my damn block number on my cell phone and my house phone. I come out there, both of them bitches cut off.
No,
maybe a deer ran over the motherfucker.
But
hey,
nigga.
Hey, but nigga, hold up, man. This
901
Bad Boy Show, man. Sit back.
Oh, yeah, hold up. Where Wick at? Where Wick at?
No.
Okay, y'all ain't got to do that. Y'all, Wick, send me my motherfucking check, bitch. I told you, Wick going to be the glorious race of the year this time, and he going to earn it. Y'all see what done happened already now?
No, what they say about it?
Huh?
Well, I said, what they say about it, dog?
No, I said you're going to be the glorious race of the year, motherfucker. God damn it, if you ain't right now, number one spot right now.
Yes, sir, dog. I'm headed at it.
You goddamn right,
dog. You can't go tomorrow. You can't go to the shop tomorrow, dog. You're going to get fucked up if you go to the corner shop.
God damn. All right, y'all, go ahead on.
Hey, Clark, you got to call me. What's got going on, Clark?
Oh, what's up, Jay? Yeah, I'm here. I was on mute. We on the road coming from Holly Springs, man.
Clark, let's damn all the bullshit, Clark. Tell us what you going to do with all that damn money you got.
Well, Jay, for the first 2 days, I want to just sit back and relax, man.
Oh. So they said that now. Before Claude said it, I was gonna make him give a speech tomorrow. I've been hearing a lot of, you know, some halfway bad stuff. But I wanna say one thing. I don't care who don't like it, and I don't give a fuck who don't like it. And I don't care what they say about the show, I don't give a fuck what they say about that. Big Claude, whatever he got, he deserved it. Cause that goddamn man, he did all his promoting. He did all his campaigning, and he was working his big ass off at the track like goddamn it, left hand slave. But I'm just so he whatever he gets, he deserves. Goddamn it, he can't make a motherfucker race, or he can't make a motherfucker change the way he run his racetrack. Now, with that being said, especially y'all motherfuckers that were talking all that shit, well, there might have been some justified shit, but you can't blame Big Claw. He did his job.
No, I had said something about that earlier too, dog. I said that, dog. Telling people, man, we as a people, we got to stop when something positive, we always looking for something negative, man. Anytime somebody doing something and making it, listen, the man was expecting 1,500, he got 15,000. He wasn't ready for that. But then he'll do better the next time. They make the biggest damn issue out of success.
You got a point, like I said. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I didn't say what the people were saying was wrong. What I'm trying to say is Big Clark don't have control over no man but himself. So he had the people there. He had the ready to go in the track, like Pro Stock Joe did try to tell it, but Pro Stock Joe tell it kind of nasty. The people did have a good point. But like I said, Clark can't make nobody do nothing. He can't make that man change the way he run his track. And props to Pro Stock Joe, too. He did try to get it running. But Big Clark, whatever you got, you deserve it, brother. And I hope you get much more.
I appreciate you, Jay, and Pro Stock Joe, for all y'all help, man. You know, like I say, you know, me and Gather was talking about that on the way down here. Man, y'all came in and did your thing. Dog, you did your thing on the mic. Pro Stock Joe have a new nickname. It's Pro Stock Madman Joe. Because I tell you, he was showing some authority around there. And Jay Barnes sat back and he did all the errand that we needed him to do to try to help us out on everything. So I appreciate all y'all, man. Y'all were real big help, though.
And one more thing too, if y'all didn't realize it, I gotta admit, y'all seen that whole track down there. Shut up while I called Jay Barnes up there along with Teo Russo and had Jay Barnes to give a prayer, man. Ain't nobody never did that before. So at least we moving some shit positive. And I want everybody out there to say, damn, dog out there kissing ass and nothing. No, it's telling it real.
I just want to tell you, man, you did a good job. You did what you can do, man. You did a good job, man. And Pro Stock Joe did a good job. He did a good job today at the track. And I just want to say, man, y'all, you do your best. Sometimes it don't turn out. Everybody want to cry about stuff, and all you got to do is suck it up
and go with it and roll with it.
You right about that.
Yeah.
I got one thing to tell you. I know I was supposed to come up there and goddamn it do your show. You got to get me a goddamn good mic, man. I need a mic where I can go talk some shit, man. I heard Pro Talk Joe telling me he had to stand in one spot. Get that goddamn microphone fixed.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem.
Well. Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of times, you know, the negative that's being spoken is actually some positive stuff, man. You know, I'm not going to sit here and speak negative about everything, but there was a lot of negative things that I can talk about right now as far as the venue that we had to show at. But, you know, the show was a huge success, and people still can't say they didn't see no racing. There was plenty of grudge racing throughout the night, man. I left at 12:20, and the staging lane was still full, man. Guys was still getting it on. So, you know, one thing about it, you got your $20 worth, and that's the damn show. You know?
If I didn't, I got them goddamn turkey necks. I ain't never had none, but I sure want some more.
Hey man, I'm gonna let Gadget come on, and he got something to say. I'm gonna let Gadget come on and talk to y'all for a minute.
Hey, Gadget got his asshole touched up yet? I heard he got his asshole
on. I was just finna say, Jay, play your commercial before we come on. Hold on.
Is Lady A on?
Is Lady A on?
No, get it on the mic. He on the mic. Go ahead, get it.
Hey, before you start, though, I gotta tell you though. Hey, I gotta pay Tac Man $20 though. He won my money because he said you was gonna race today. I told him you were gonna race to Christmas, so I gotta pay Tac Man, man.
I show week Lady A was on, boy. I promise you, I thought Lady I hope Lady A was on.
I'm on.
Lady A, can you get the can you play the commercial before we bring on our next guest?
I sure can. Does the sound of a race car make you tense? Does the phrase "down on your ass I go" bring back painful memories? Well, we can't help you lose, but we can help ease the pain. Preparation H is proud to be an official Grudge Inc. sponsor. Whether it was a small or big loss, we have short tip applicators and long tip applicators guaranteed to provide long-lasting relief until your next race, that is. Preparation H, easing the pain of a loss, soon to be sold at a track near you.
Gadget, I just want you to know, Gadget, that we got you some, but we ran out of the tip, Gadget, but we got that little damn buffer pad, the little damn little 2-inch pad that you just pat on your ass. We got you some of them. Gadget. Is Gadget there, man?
He fucked around and put him in his mouth, Jay. You gotta wait till he clean his mouth out.
No, sir. Don't put him in your mouth, Gadget.
No, you ain't over there, boy.
It don't go in your mouth, Gadget. Carl, what happened to Gadget?
Shit, Carl might have swallowed some, too.
I that goddamn deer done took the phone.
Hey, nigga, you ain't going to live down that deal store with these
books,
nigga. You're not going to live down that deal store.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm going
to
take man out there.
I'm going to send the T.O. in the morning, dog. I'm going to send the T.O. to put him on the internet. But
go ahead, still. Go ahead.
Hey. Hey, dog.
Yo.
Jay Barr.
Hey, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Hey, yeah, y'all have muted out there, Mike. Gadget on my phone, but his phone just dropped.
Hey,
no, hey, boy, got old fuck up.
I heard the doorbell ring, and he was trying to get to the door to get that damn UPS damn delivery for the damn little pad applicator.
Nick Clark.
Hey, what's
Yo.
Up?
What's up with you?
What's going on, bro?
It's CC, man.
What up, CC? Man, they all here ragging us pretty bad, man.
Now, hold on a minute now. That ain't the CC I met down in damn Lily. Hold on. Goddamn, CC. You sound like somebody that stole your goddamn. Your me, I've been young.
Yes, sir. What's up, are you? You said what, dog?
Damn, you don't sound like you got no. Did it knock the energy out you, man? Shit, we all lost. I was on the goddamn phone and lost a bit. Should I call my baby and lost?
How you want to know? I'm hurt. Because Claude told me CC could not lose, man. I'm all in, and they called me.
Hey, man, I didn't even want Whitney to know I betted against him, man. I ain't want Whitney to find out that shit, man.
I wasn't going to say nothing, dog, but you sure need to get my goddamn account number and put that paper in there.
CC. Come on, CC. Give me an excuse or something, man. Just the boys in that damn. Which day treated your booty bad up there? CC done blanked up.
God damn. Hey, look here. Hey, Jay, you also now. My goddamn, my dick sucking cream ain't selling too good.
We got a point. Listen, I'm
goddamn, he got all that goddamn noise on this ragged ass show. Anyway, my dick sucking cream ain't selling too good.
Well, let me tell you this, I got a solution for that tonight.
Hold on, if you goddamn get this noise, I'm gonna tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna pay for this. Send a small, don't send a whole box. Send a half a box to Claude, though. All that goddamn shit he talking about, all that shit he talking about, CC and Jody had me fucked up. I done sent all my goddamn unemployment checks.
Now we need to let them know how to use it. It's a form of chapstick that for the dick suckers who to keep your lip from being tainted.
Hey, hold on. I don't want nobody explaining that to me unless they'd have had it some goddamn experience.
Go ahead, dog. But dog invented this shit. That's right.
Hold on a minute. Hold on, Jay. Now, Jay ain't lying. But you know, you always got to go to the laboratory and have a goddamn lab rat. Go ahead, type man, tell him.
Well, you absolutely right, dog. But you know the guinea pig got a guinea pig too. Pro Stock Joe, go on, tell him. I get y'all for me, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
The NGRA National Grudge Race of the Year. Go ahead, Pro Stock. Get it off your lip.
But all jokes aside, man, do they really thought they was gonna bring a damn rookie like Jimbo down here and thought he was gonna fuck up all those old veterans? Don't even know they brought that motherfucker down here to the brow patch, man. They brought that young boy down here and we fucked him up.
But dog, I can say this, dog. You put something on it, dog. If y'all ain't never seen a damn tree bile in the middle, man, goddamn dog put it, man. They should have did that, man, like that, man. They should have put dog in there on Jimbo, man.
Will you tell the good world what I call you on that tree?
Lumberjack.
Okay. Y'all thought Carl Bunyan was a tough motherfucker. With a dog, a bad son of a bitch.
But I ain't gonna say that though. Is Clark on the phone?
I'm here, dog.
Hey, Clark, tell them how they was dogging me in the stage, you know. Tell them how they was talking about me, man.
Oh, yeah.
They talked about me so goddamn bad, I almost bust, but I couldn't let them see me sweat. They was betting on the gap, how the man was going to leave in their hole and everything. They was all up in my face. I was saying, I just sit there cool and calm, leg trembling like a motherfucker. I said, I hope they don't see this leg trembling.
Hey, let me say this, dog.
Tail,
I got
tail on. Tail, yeah, Tail, that's my man now. Goddamn tail was like a goddamn California hippie.
You walked up to him and told him, hey man, are you gay? Why you call a man out like that, dog?
Hey man, I figured out that tail said he the only motherfucker out there with flip flops on and some shorts. I goddamn it, you know, goddamn well, it had to be tail. But look at him. Hell is a crazy motherfucker. I heard him last night getting lost like a motherfucker. How in the fuck he get lost with the GPS telling him where to go?
Oh, dude, that GPS was having me go. I thought I was going to be in Canada in a few hours, man. That thing had, was going all different kind of places.
If all y'all didn't know it, they would say he ran into some goddamn KKKs and he scared the shit out of you.
Johnson was talking about that, man. I said, no, I'm turning here, and I just went flat after that. I just bailed it. I'm like, they're out here. They're going to have to come get me because they probably think I'm Mexican or something like that. Want to string me up, too.
Hey, Kale, let me ask you a question. Everybody mute the phone real good, so I want Kale to answer the question. Kale, hey, Kevin, that's your boy, right?
Yep.
Kevin, that's your boy, right?
Yeah.
Is Kevin black or white?
Kevin's black.
But okay, y'all be quiet. I'm finna tell y'all something about Kevin. Y'all never notice every goddamn story Kevin. Goddamn, Jay. Every story Kevin tells, he don't never have no punchline to the motherfucker.
See, then I'm gonna say he's gotta be black. So we all got black.
That's why I thought it was white. That's why most black folks got some fun. It'd be something funny. Kevin don't never have a story with no goddamn punchline.
No, man, Kevin got some funny stories, man.
By the time you get through telling them, your show be off.
So with that, Kevin, you didn't say that. Kevin got funny stories, but we didn't talk about how long they are. But he got funny stories.
Somebody won it down or something.
Somebody
won the down.
J-Bus got
to focus on
this
raggedy
ass goddamn show. You can't hear shit on this motherfucker. God damn.
Hey, let me see if I can get the damn,
I don't know if you're here. Yeah, J-Bus must pay for that goddamn, he must have paid on goddamn with Wild Man credit card or some shit.
Let me see if I can get something on my, I got two mics that I need to open up. Leave me on so long, but, 706. 706-9270, your mic is open.
Man, you been calling that motherfucker 2 hours ago when I was on.
Hey, that ain't me, that mop on the other end.
All right, 706-9270, go ahead, please.
Hey, mop.
Yeah.
I'm at the button.
Go ahead, we listen to you. What's going on?
What the fuck is there?
You out there fucking with something deal. Somebody gotta put shoes on a deal or some shit. But he listened to you, go ahead.
Well, tell me to say something.
Man, it's hard to talk when you're trying to put shoes on a deal.
Buck nigga, say something, you just wanna hear your voice. Go ahead, Buck nigga.
I don't know, he might have dropped. Let me go to my next caller.
He ain't dropped, Jay, because I'm on his line. He ain't dropped. Well, he damn scared to say something. He know that his damn neighbor been telling him about that damn truck and trailer ain't damn moved, and that deer came over there and attacked it in his damn yard.
Yeah, what's that nigga's damn line ass?
He's a neighbor right now.
Hold on, man.
Somebody got to explain to me what that mean when you're in the water box. I'm lost on that one.
Hey, man,
you're in the water box.
You're
going to
take the shit out now. You're in the water. You got to take the good with the bad now. I just got to tell you, I'm your homeboy. But you got to take the good with the bad, goddammit. If you're mad, go out there and buy that goddamn business into your
head. Hey, that ain't what it is. That ain't what it is. Dog. That's something right there. We got a history. We got a real history. He don't like me. He called on these shows. He really don't. Y'all don't know. For my fans and the girls and family, me and man got some real issues going on. That's why he tried to scandalize me.
What? I tell you what, Boo G.
He tried to talk about me. He do everything in the world to try to discredit me on anything. That real talk, fella. But me and this
Boo
son,
I didn't even know this guy. Hey,
me and this guy right here. I'm tell you when BET didn't know last time. Now that in November 3rd,
he telling
BET all kind of bullshit.
Yeah, I didn't know that fella. Now he come to show me what Brush Nugget do, and I've been telling him that man ain't been telling the truth.
Brush
Nugget
did everything that man said he gonna do. What is that? What is that, BET?
I like a rug and ain't gonna race. That's what he said. I told him you ain't gonna goddamn race and you ain't gonna race.
I
can't show you damn face you ain't gonna race.
Was that the E.C.? Goddamn stuff. And why is it still in the yard?
Now, I wasn't going to take up for Book Nigga, but I got to take up for him. Now, y'all told a lot, Book Nigga was on the way. He was waiting on Rudolph, though. Rudolph didn't show up, so he couldn't get him to say it.
Hey, listen, man, my nigga might as well tell the damn truth, man. Look, ain't no still hit his cousin truck or uncle truck. That goddamn wife of butt naked hit him in the goddamn eye, and he couldn't go nowhere this week. That's what happened.
Hey, y'all know what? I can take that shit from y'all because y'all don't really know. But that's all me down. That got up.
But leave that shit alone, man. The dude, hey, he ain't saying nothing else to you, man. Leave that alone, man.
Who is it?
Naked every 5 minutes. That's just some silly childish ass shit.
What's up, Joe?
Sometimes it's not, man. I mean, you gotta keep dragging on for every 5 minutes. I understand that. But bruh, he not in the mood for that shit right now, and nobody else. So just leave it alone. We'll talk about it some other time.
Yeah, tell you what, hang up then if you ain't in the mood. I'm in the mood for grudge raising. Get your ass out of the way. Well, you're in my way, man.
Get down, man.
We just come from the goddamn track. We're going to race some more.
Oh.
You must have hit strong with two.
No. No.
That's what I'm saying, somebody.
No, who just fucked the whole truck up, dog?
That's what I said. I say y'all won so much money, they had to bring an armored truck in there to help you out of that.
Yeah, boy. God damn it, dog. God damn it.
I heard
Uncle Stop
Joe Hollinan show. I heard you.
Yes, sir. No, we let him win. I get first, dog, and go around it.
I heard. Y'all might have that rabbit put up your ass on that. Because I heard y'all had a lot of breaks down there. I heard goddamn bitches was tanning. They say y'all throw a little trip wire right at the damn, right at the end of the track. And every time somebody got close to it, they car fucked up.
What?
Y'all had a trip wire right at the finish line, and every time they car got close to it, y'all tripped that wire and
took
the light on.
Nah, we don't get down like this.
I'm just fucking with you.
We ain't rock like this, yo. Dog.
Nah, man, I'm glad. I told you, I damn it, if we keep that up there, he's going to be the glorious race of the year. Ain't nobody got to give it to him. He's going to take it.
Yeah, we're going to take it. Especially with Shouty Loaf, with Shouty come out. We're going to raise the play miles with it. Stop the
hey, what happened? Anybody else cut off? Anybody on the phone?
I don't care. Hold on.
Y'all going to get your final thoughts. Jay Bourne's phones ain't got so many minutes on it, so you don't want the minutes running out.
Yeah, I'm not flash like this. What a flash like. No, be good. Be good, man. But we being bad, though.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, boy. I'm glad y'all won, boy. I'm glad. I told them, you don't come to a man's house talking shit. They thought they were going to come to y'all house and take over. Y'all showed them different, though, didn't
you? Yeah, I didn't know what they were talking about, dog.
Damn it.
Hey, dog.
How the hell
are
they
going to
come to a man's house and think they're going to take over the
man's
house?
I told them what's going to happen, dog, before they even came around the house, dog. You hear me? That's their
boy. Tight man fucked me up, man. Tight man won all my money.
Y'all, hold on one second. Tayo got something to say.
Y'all, hold on. Tayo.
Where you at, Tayo?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Tayo. What you got?
Hey, BET, you still there?
Nah, BET gone.
Motherfucker. Well, I'll catch him on my show.
He'll be on my show tomorrow night, Tayo.
Well, you know what? And I'm going to be there, too, because I'm going to get this little shit-talking little fucking cheerleader, little bitch. Want to go ahead and talk shit? He wants to go ahead and talk shit about us in California not paying a punk out. We didn't have no lock-in race up in Lena. Our race was in Hattiesburg. And this guy should get a fucking car and then lock up and quit sucking everybody's dick. First he's with Tony Bynes' group. Now he's down to 901. This way he goes all the winners and just gets passed around like a little bitch. Fuck him.
That's that little faggot out.
Hey,
they don't want that tail.
Hey, is this the guy who talks so much shit and doesn't have a car?
Is this the one that came to the race without a car?
Is this the one that drives a little Honda Civic because he can't handle real horsepower? Is this the bitch I'm talking to, the little cheerleader? Hey, get your little tutu and start jumping up and down with your pom poms every time your boys win. Hey, you know what? When I see you, motherfucker, I'm gonna beat you fucking down. I'm gonna show you. I'm